Today on the Little Dum Dum Club, a brand new episode with guests Tommy Little and Adam Rosenbarks. We have a bunch of live dates coming up that we have to let you know about all over the country. The 7th of August in Brisbane, it's sold out, so we've added a second show across the street straight after. It is a live recording of Talking Dum Dum. And Carl, if you wanted to get a ticket to that right now, would you have any luck, or would you be shit out of luck?
Who knows? There wasn't many tickets as of time of recording. Get on the website and check it out, see if there is one, but it's selling very, very fast.
If you miss out on that, you could fly down to Melbourne the week after for the big 500th episode at the Athenaeum Theatre. Once again, very scant number of tickets left. That is coming up quickly.
That's Saturday, August the 14th, Tommy. Mm-hmm,
at the Athenaeum Theatre, the biggest show we've ever done, so get in and be a part of that. We've got our rescheduled Perth date on the 9th of October over there in Perth. Your original tickets are still valid to that if you had one of them. And then we have the Great Australian Podcast Festival, the 6th of November, Saturday the 6th of November,
yep.
The Palais Theatre, us and a bunch of other podcasts taking part that weekend. But yeah, come and see us in the beautiful Palais Theatre down in St Kilda.
Absolutely. Heaps of live dates. Get along.
LittleDumDumClub.com is where you can find all of that stuff. Enjoy this new episode. We'll be back at the end of it to talk to you more in Talking Dum Dum. But until then, enjoy this new one with Tommy Little and Adam Rosenbarks. Hey, mates. Welcome once again into the Little Dum Dum Club for another week. Thank you very much for joining us. My name is Tommy Dasilo, and with me, as always, the other half of the program. What's he going to say this week? Carl Chandler.
G'day, dickhead. Oh, trying some new.
Fuck, he's done it again.
Trying some new.
He's reinvented the wheel.
Yeah, I'll make a note of that. That seemed to work pretty well.
Yep. Make that into old gold, I reckon. We've got two very special guests joining us today. Please welcome back into the Little Dum Dum Club, Adam Rosenbarks and Tommy Little.
Yes. It is so nice to be here, guys.
Yeah. Thanks for coming along to your house.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you asked me about locations and you were like, oh, we could do it at yours. And I'm like, that's fine.
Yeah.
As long as I only have to come downstairs.
Yeah. Well,
you're good like that.
Yeah.
To be fair, you're a person with a lot of money that earns a lot of money and a good job, and you're very good at spending it on fucking dumb shit. So, like, I'm happy to do most weeks here if that's okay. Yeah. I just want to come in and see what you fucking bought next.
Hang on, is the offer to have you guys in my house more?
Yeah.
No thanks. Yeah.
Well, you're saying you spend money on dumb shit? What? Like, we'd be in here every week, like on a retainer, like Little's just paying us to hang out in his house.
Well, it's funny, like, as you say that, I'm looking at antlers, gumball machine.
I was going to say the gumball machine.
Buck Hunter's
directly behind you.
Yeah.
A globe that is a, what is it? A bar.
A bar globe. Yeah. And then I've got a bottle collection from this guy, Crazy Dave, who opens his house as a shop, but he doesn't realise that that's a strange thing to do.
Right.
And, he's crazy.
What? I mean, I don't call him that to his face.
Right.
But yes, he thinks his house is a shop.
Yeah, okay.
And so he just opens a door and he sits shirtless on his bed.
Hang on. How does this work?
So
How did you find out about him?
I walked past his house one day.
Okay. Right.
And the door was open.
Right.
And he had a hand-drawn sign saying, shop, open.
No.
It's that easy, folks.
Yeah, it is.
Start your own
Who
business.
Who needs Gumtree?
Is this like a van with free chocolate, bro, like written on the side of it?
Show me on the dolly where...
He has fucked me a lot. When I say Crazy Dave, I mean crazy in bed.
Yeah. Well, it's a fuck shop. You didn't read the whole sign.
Under the shop sign is another one that says 7 days since last bumming.
So I went in there and he was just sitting, he just sits shirtless on his bed. And I'm like, hey, homie. And he's like, hey, man. And I'm like, is stuff for sale? And I,
how many other customers were in there?
Yeah. Wow. He's shirtless and you say you're stuff for sale. There's a lot of code going on in here.
I think I'm the only person that goes there, right? But I buy so much stuff for him. Like, I usually go to his shop once a week.
Cash or FPOS?
What are you buying?
Bro, see these bottles with all the hand... So the gumball machine, that was from there?
Right.
But then see the bottles up there with handwritten signs on them? So, like up the top,
hang on,
and the little toys.
The gumball machine, it's got $185 written on it. Is that what you paid for that?
He takes me to the cleaners.
he does. Is that per gumball? $185?
So I would spend $200 a week at Crazy Dave's.
But if you charge $2 per ball, there's probably what, 60 in there. You make a two-thirds.
I can't charge $2 because the slot is for 20-cent coins.
Oh, between that and
also very clearly, He's marked it up from 175 to 185. Yeah, he's made an extra $10 yeah. on you.
And I leave
all the forensic policeman.
I leave all the signs and stuff because I love his writing, and he'll write like it's meant to say milk bottle, but it'll be like Mick Botty. And I'm like, oh, Dave, you got any of those sweet Mick Botties? But when McGregor used to live here, he would throw his stuff out. So I'd go out and I'd buy these bottles and then the botties. And then the next day I'm like, McGregor, where are my botties, bro? And he would have chucked them in the bin. And I'm like, man, that was $200 worth of Mick botties.
No. Yeah.
Wow. So then I have to go back to Dave's. But during lockdown, obviously, I wasn't there.
Retail closed down.
Retail shut. Yeah. No browsing.
Yeah. He had to take the shop sign off and just have his house open.
He just had to do click and collect from his shirtless on the bed.
And they say it hurt big business bad, but crazy days. He's no Harvey Norman.
I went there for the first time after lockdown, and he like put his arms up in the air, and he goes, "Where have you been?" And I'm like, oh, sorry, man. Like, it's been locked down. And he just looked at me.
To be fair, you bought his CV, so he didn't know about the pandemic.
And he just looked at me with his eyes like, what is lockdown? Like, have you been to prison? And I was like, I'm just not going to pursue it further. But then when I went to leave, he scribbled his number down and he's like, you know, don't.
Landline, mobile. Yeah.
Don't mobile.
Okay.
Like, don't leave it so long.
Yeah, yeah, right.
So you got on tap now.
Oh, bro. Yeah.
Yeah.
So are you just buying things out of his house?
Yes.
The things that he has in his house lying around, you're going in and buying them.
No, he set it up like a shop. So my dream is to recreate his room in my house.
Right.
So
right.
One by one, I'm
both yeah, yeah.
Right. But he's
always shirtless.
Almost always shirtless.
Okay.
Yeah,
good,
yeah, yeah.
Good. Consistency.
And the last time I went there was a rake on the bed and I had so many questions.
You don't rake your bed after you've slept in it?
Look, you better be quick in the shop. I got a hot broad in bed. but what was I saying? Oh, yeah, no, so sorry. He'd set up a shop, but so much of the stuff's not for sale. So he's got like a whole wall of these tins, right? And none of it's for sale.
What? How do you call yourself around?
Yeah. You can talk him around, I reckon.
How do you call yourself a shop if not everything's for sale?
I mean, you just write it on a board out the front and hope that I walk past.
Right.
Where's he getting his stuff from, do you know?
No, I don't.
Is he one of these people
that he buys it? So
right.
I think he would go to maybe, you know,
like Trash or Treasure kind of things.
One of those people that's just combing those places for. Yeah,
you know what he does? He just goes to the bins of your house and finds the stuff that McGregor threw out. Yeah.
And then you're buying it again.
Imagine if he takes off a mask at the end of this and it is McGregor.
I love the idea of recreating his house because between the buck hunter machine and the gumball machine, you're not far off setting up your own time zone in this house.
That would be good.
Get a Dance Dance Revolution machine in the corner and you'll be away, I reckon.
Also, you'd know if he was McGregor because he would have been a lot crazier than he currently is.
Yeah. McGregor calls him Sane Dave. but his shop is across the road, or like a block down from a swanky restaurant that I really like. And so I often go and eat there, and in between, like, entree or after a drink, I would then go over and see Dave. And the restaurant is so sick of me because I always bring back like a gumball.
Why can't this happen after the meal? Why has this got to be happening mid-serve?
What do you do between entrees?
He's at his main, then he wants dessert, so he wants a gumball.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to drink out of a glass. I want to drink out of a Mick Botty. I don't know where I can get one. But once he came over the road, I'd left a bottle, and he came over the road, and I could see the staff like making this like horrified look at the window, and it's Dave, shirtless, knocking on the window because I'd left a milk bottle.
Yeah.
And so I came out and grabbed it. But the staff was just like, I didn't tell them what was going on.
They don't need to know.
But they're just like, what's happened?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Why has a shirtless man chased you?
Was the shirtless man trying to get it back for himself or trying to say you
forgot?
No,
I left it there.
Right.
Yeah.
You left your $200 milk bottle.
Yeah. I only got two bottles for $200.
You heard the dessert bell. You're like, I better get back to the restaurant. My brûlée's out.
Yeah. The croquembouche is served. Yeah. Pack up that Mick bottle.
So you're the reason why people do pretend to be from Nigeria and pretend to be the treasurer. So there's someone out there going, yeah, fuck it, why not? Yeah. Just chuck some money at something. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's you're a person with too much money if yeah. you're, if you're paying that much for Mick Botties.
I'm a prince from shut up and sell me it. I don't care.
Yeah, your house. Look, at the moment, because we recorded an episode here a couple of years ago, and then you've had the place all kind of renovated and done since then. Yeah, when McGregor was living here.
Yeah,
oh.
One summer we came around.
Yeah, we came around. We did an episode with you, and I think McGregor was sitting there.
Yeah, yeah, he went
on his
quiet
phone or something. Yeah,
because afterwards he said. To me when you guys had left, he said, who the fuck was that?
Why did we have surprise me.
But yeah, the house now looks like one of those Graham Bass books, you know, like Animalia, where it's like these very detailed illustrations where it's like, how many different little things can you find in this picture?
Yeah.
Well, there's a Mick Botty. There's a fireplace.
I've said on the way in, but I'm very impressed by it. You've got the big bookcase and everything, and then you've got an actual ladder, like in movies, in libraries, where you get the ladder that slides along.
Yeah, you know what's so offensive about that? So that was the one thing I really wanted, because exactly that, seeing it in movies, and I was like, and my mate designed the place, and he's like, what do you want? And I was like, man, what can I have? Yeah. He's like, what do you mean, mate? Like, what
it's
would
yours.
You like?
It's
your house.
Yeah.
I was like, what about a ladder with a bookshelf? And he's like, yeah, mate, that's okay, we can do that. But now anyone that comes in, if they haven't seen the place, they look at it. It's always the same. They look at the bookshelf, the library, and they look at me, and they look at the bookshelf, and they go, huh, I didn't know you read.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so much.
I did think it was a bit obvious. I did hold it back, yeah.
Pardon me, I don't want to be judged for being able to reach my very high up Zoo Weekly magazines that I'm storing up there. Thank you.
My first thought was, I don't think you're reaching for books on the bottom level, let alone up the top level. So...
top shelf Mick Botties up there.
Yeah, yeah. That's where you should keep your pornos. That's literally recreated news agent.
Top shelf stuff. Yeah,
isn't it so nice when Chando just shows his age?
Yeah, yeah.
That's where you should keep your pornos. Yeah. Like they're physical items. Yeah,
yeah. Stop putting them under your fucking mattress. Yeah. Bring them out, mate. You live by yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. Or weirder, under your dad's mattress. Why do you do that?
You want them to be easily accessible. So yeah, the last time we spoke to you on the show, you were waiting for this place to be finished. You were living in an old church.
Yes, when they filmed a porno.
Oh, yes. I think they were frequently trying to film pornos, you told me. They were like people would always book it on Airbnb.
Man, did I tell you, I don't know if it had happened then, did I tell you about, so my housemate Johnny, when we were in that place, the church was so scary, because it had all...
It wasn't homely. It's like, it was a church.
And because there was a music studio downstairs, we didn't realise for ages, but there was these whirring noise and stuff coming through, and it was really muffled musos playing late into the night, but we had no idea, and so it sounded just like...
Yeah, right, but it was baffled sound.
Yeah. And one night there was a storm there, and because of all the skylights, when lightning hit, it lit up the whole joint, and it was terrifying, and I went to bed, and then...
Is this a story about you and Johnny swapping bodies for 24 years?
Then I came out, I heard this like... and I'm like, oh my God, what's that? I get out of bed, I open the door, and in that main living room, it's just pitch black, but there's the voice is coming from in the middle of the blackness, and it's going, and I just yell, I go, Johnny! 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 And then the voice stops, Johnny opens the door, hits on a light, and he goes, oh, what? Oh, sorry. I didn't know my Bluetooth was hooked up, and the speaker was in the middle of the room, and he'd put a porno on, and so the porn was coming from the Bluetooth speaker, and it was a guy who's like, and Johnny's like, oh, sorry, and just in his jocks with a half mongrel.
Oh, yes.
Great. Just the way you were doing that noise, I was like, is this a story of you being haunted by Tim the Toolman Taylor?
Yeah.
But yeah, so you moved in here at the start of this year. We were talking about this on the pod last week. I've just moved house into a new place, living with my girlfriend now.
You've come to the good side.
Come over to Fitzroy. Mm-hmm. It's great. It's already really been a... had a devastating effect on the arrival times of Carl Chandler.
I know.
To the podcast.
It's fucking not helping me. I used to walk or run to your place and I'm like, fuck this. I got a fucking podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a podcast. You can start whenever.
Yeah, I know, but it's
the motherfucker was late.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was so convenient. There was a tram that went directly from his house to my house. It took 10 minutes. I could walk there. It was about 3K. It was fucking beautiful.
You now, go because walking it takes the same amount of time every time.
Yeah, yeah, you don't get held up by foot traffic.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
Oh, sorry, man. Guys. Yeah. The pavement was packed today, sorry. Guys.
It was,
literally yeah, bum yeah. to bum. So out
there was a 3-man pile up on the footpath at Bridge Road.
You know what it's like when everyone's walking out of work at the same time. People just on the footpath all at once.
Yeah, I shouldn't have booked it for 5 PM at your place on a Friday. Too many people on the footpath. And there's so many, you know, so much food you can get on the way there and whatever. It's like, now fucking so much traffic. It's bullshit.
Yeah, you should just leave your car. You should park your car at my old building. So you get that, you get that walk to my old house, and then you just drive from there.
But bro, you're 15 minutes away.
From where?
Here.
No, that was not 15. Man, that took me fucking nearly 45 minutes just then.
Saturday afternoon traffic is fucked at the moment, though. Because everyone's back playing sport, the little fuckheads.
Yeah.
So all the parents are out. Yeah. Fuck them.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't want to do Saturday sport night when I was at school.
When I'm not out.
Off peak.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You don't ruin people's weekends.
Yeah. That's why I didn't want to play school sports when I was at school. I was like, Mum and Dad, I'm just thinking of the other adults that need to get around. Yeah. Yeah. That's why I don't want to go and play tennis on a Saturday morning.
Well, that's it. Like, I'll bring this up as a slight update. So the last couple of weeks we've been talking about this. I've been hassled by a mate of mine that I played soccer with 20 years ago. Every time I talk to him on Facebook, he'll pop up and he'll be like, oh, come back and play.
I don't believe this.
Well, that's exactly what happened. So,
when are you off Facebook?
Well, mate, I'm doing business.
But I know nothing. Like, I couldn't even name who has ever been in the comedian's soccer team. Right. But I know one thing about that.
Yes.
And that's that you're the worst.
No, that's not true.
No, not the worst of playing. Apparently you yell at everyone.
Yeah, well, that's
and
true.
You make what is meant to be a fun game horrible. So unless it's taken
or
this dude.
Sorting the weed out from the chaff, as I call it.
And you steal.
In a friendly.
So maybe it's taken this dude 20 years to forget how awful that was.
Well, maybe, but I think comedy's changed me. I don't think I was like that back
then.
And
he's in the team of the century.
That's it.
Can you believe that?
What
I'm
do you
in
mean?
I'm in the team of the Dalesford Soccer Club.
How long have they been around for, by the way?
Like 25 years. Yeah. I haven't played for 20 years. Yeah. So 20
did
years
you bring up the team of the century? Like, I think we should have a team of the century.
No, I didn't. I don't know who did, but it's a ridiculous idea. But anyway, so, and it was like, there wasn't many to choose between. They've like won one premiership ever. I was in
You're
it.
A part
it's like,
of it. Yeah.
It's pretty tough to leave me out, you know? So,
boys, this one's feeling good. I'm calling it. This is the podcast of the century.
Yeah.
Let's put that on the
So every time he pops up and he's like, oh, you should come and play and whatever. And then a couple of weeks ago, I'm like, you know what? Fucking, I've been getting fitter and fitter during lockdown and all that sort of stuff. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'll go and play. And then I went back to him and it very much turned into that thing of going, you know, when people say, we should catch up one time. You go, okay. And then they go, oh, I was just saying that.
Yeah.
So you follow through.
I hate that when they go, when?
Yeah.
And you're like, that never, man. What do you mean?
I literally did that last night.
Was saying goodbye.
Yes.
Like, I had a beer with a mate from school last night, and it was that. It was like me actually taking him up on the, like, passing each other in the street and being like, yeah, we should. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Now I moved house. I'm living a bit closer to him. I'm doing it. And I hit him up. I'm like, let's get a beer. And then, like, we meet up, and he's immediately like, so why'd you contact me? Like, I think he thought I was going to tell him I was fucking dying or something like that. Or
this
like,
hurts, so we're not catching up for a beer tonight.
Yeah.
No, there's exceptions to every rule. Yeah.
Yes,
I'll
be back.
I had a dude the other day, a waiter at a restaurant, and he was wearing a mask, and he came over and he goes, Tommy, like this. And I was like, oh, damn. It was a guy I haven't seen in ages, right?
And I knew who it was.
Right. Yeah, and he gets up and he goes, man, I didn't think you'd remember me. And I'm like, are you joking, bro? And he came around and he goes, what are we doing? And holds out that like elbow fist. And I went, no, are you kidding? And I gave him a huge hug.
Yep.
Then he takes his mask off and I'm like, I've never seen you before in my life. And he goes, yeah, all the other waiters were teasing me because they were saying to me, you won't remember who I am.
Right.
And look at us. And I'm like, yeah. Look at us doing our thing.
Yeah.
So you had familiar eyes. You're looking at the eyes and you're going, I know this man for sure.
I thought it was an old mate.
Right. And then he put the mouth.
And then he took, and he said we were together.
You thought it was an old mate who is now a waiter that you didn't know. That he'd gone into waiting.
A dude that I hadn't seen in years.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. But he mentioned a job that we did together in the past. I don't even remember doing the job.
Wow. Okay.
I was like, this must have been the most fleeting of...
Right.
But he was like, Man, I thought I was desperate holding on to these memories, and then you've just hugged me like a psychopath. Yeah. So Tommy's keener than I am, guys.
You've actually gone deeper. He just wanted a fist bump.
That's it. You can't do the hug and then go, sorry, what was your name?
As I wipe your DNA off my dick, mouth, and asshole.
In the middle of a pandemic, as I take my tongue out of your asshole, sorry, and you are?
Sorry, I've got your pubic in my teeth. What was your name again, good man?
Don't be hugging the wait staff.
Well,
I don't want to go there.
Yeah.
What happens if you hug the wait staff?
Well, they need to be put down.
I was going
to
say. Right.
Yeah.
Isn't that something about giving them a tip? Yeah. And I pulled out.
So I said to him, and all of a sudden it went pretty cold. But I'd come on here and talked about this, and everyone would go, no, you got to do it, sort of thing. So I've gone back and gone, yeah, I'm in. And then he's just left me on red for fucking ages. He's also got, as I talked about last week, he spleened me. He comedy spleened me. I said yes. And then instead of him going, of course, he's gone, come up and show your face and sign up and say hello to a few people. I'm like, it's fucking Dalesford, though. I'm trying not to go, I'm in the fucking team of the century. And he's like, no, you can't. I'm like, all right, I'll come up. So I come up.
They'll give you 5 to 7.
Off the bench. So I came back, and then I've gone, hey, loved watching the match. Great. How do you do it up there?
I get so nervous.
Where do you get your ideas from on the field? You know,
how do you remember it all?
Nick Capper said he'd vouch for me as a good soccer player.
Yeah, all those vibes. It was so. And then I've put that, and I've gone back.
Why don't you have any women in the team?
It's Dalesford. They are the winner.
So I've come back and I've gone, oh, yeah, great team. And I was great to get up there. Great to say hello to everyone. And he's like back and forth with me the whole time. Yeah, good to see you, whatever. And then I've gone, how about, so do I come up next weekend or, whatever? And then just went, left me on red for like a couple of days. And I'm like, fuck. And then I was talking last week, fuck him. Maybe I'll go and play for Maryborough instead, sort of thing. So anyway,
he's defected.
Yeah, I know. That was easy. Side.
Those classic rivals.
Yeah. Well, I'm like, I never played seniors for my hometown. So I'm like, well, fuck it. Because they play each other. They're going to play each other in a couple of weeks. And I was like, this would be good revenge. I'll go and play for Maribor. And play against Dales.
How easy is it to just slot into a team? Like, they obviously clearly have their side at the moment. So why would you expect to be able to walk in?
Well, put it this way. Because I'm thinking of my memories from 20 years ago when I last played. Yeah. And I remember what the reserves used to be like. And they were fucking terrible.
Yeah.
They were verging on some people that were unable to fucking talk, let alone play soccer. Yeah, okay.
You know what I love about this? That you said it would be a great revenge if you turn up playing on the other team. I think you're misunderstanding revenge.
Yeah, revenge.
That
for
would
who?
Be a fair star player turn up, but when they go, you know that guy that couldn't get a game, and most people go, no. Well, he's playing on the other team. Yeah. Oh,
he's in the team of the century. Do we have a team of the century?
God. I feel revenged against.
Yeah. But that's what you need in sports motivation. Like if it's revenge. I might be able to play well.
So you have a picture of the Dalesford soccer team on your mirror.
Yes.
Every day.
Exactly. Yeah. Very quickly I went from, I want to be in that team to I want to kill that team.
Great.
Yeah.
And so I'm thinking maybe I can get in because from 20 years ago, I remember the reserves used to be like this, not a great team.
Yeah, yeah.
And surely I can still get in that team. And then I looked at who's playing. So eventually, my mate has gone, he's come back to me and said, okay, after 2 days or something. He's obviously gone into the hub and pleaded my case to all the rest of them. And they go, you can be on the bench in the reserves and maybe you get on, maybe you don't or whatever. Jesus. So I look at the fixtures. So it's next Sunday. They're playing at home against a team called North United. And I was like, great, because my memories of North United are 20 years ago, the team that they used to play was this rabble, including a man with one arm.
Well, he's not going to handball.
He wasn't the goalkeeper. I'll clear that up.
So unnecessary to point out.
No,
including a man that had bushy eyebrows.
No. I don't think that's the same level.
You can play soccer with one arm.
You can't. If you don't have the balance.
If he didn't have a foot.
What do you mean? People with one arm don't walk around falling over.
Yeah. Yeah. He doesn't veer off to the right.
How many? If you run around this kitchen right now, wherever we are, with one arm behind your back, it's not
as... You know what?
No, but he grew up with it. It wasn't lopped off yesterday.
Put it this way.
It's not behind his back.
No.
You're saying
you need balance. You need two arms. You need... You, how many planes do you see with one wing fly up?
He's not a plane. He's not a plane.
He's not taking off into the atmosphere.
Yeah. He's taking off onto the soccer pitch.
Also, you see seagulls with one leg all the time.
That's one leg, not one wing.
Yes, but he's running.
A wing is an arm.
Hang on. A wing is not an arm.
It sort of is.
Okay, fly then. Go on.
Put it this way. I have strong memories of this guy because I used to, and this shows,
you know what,
this shows that it's necessary because, like, in soccer, like...
But hang on, if he's playing, then he could obviously stand. He wasn't falling.
He's standing up now. We're getting a full act out.
But I used to deliberately do this. If I played against him, I would deliberately do this. Where, you know, in soccer, you're, like, trying to send people the wrong way and stuff. I'd, like, put on my weight on one side of the body and make him think I'm going on one way and then quickly go back the other, and he would fall over. He would literally topple over.
I don't think it's an arm thing, but...
It is an arm thing!
You know what really shitty...
Did he have vertigo?
No.
Okay. What shits me about the argument we just had when you said, even though I was disagreeing with you, when you said wings are arms, in my head I went, wings are arms.
Yes.
Like, that was in the examples we were going through. But where do you think you draw the line on that? So if someone loses one finger, do you reckon they're a little off balance?
No. But
why not?
But one arm.
What about a hand?
You're asking where I draw the line. That's where I'm drawing the line. Hand.
Hand.
Yeah. Hand. No,
handless.
In a goalkeeper, yes.
Yeah, of course.
No, but yeah, still, that would affect the balance by your logic. There's a little less weight on that side now because the hand's gone.
Yeah, but by the logic, I mean, like, it's not the same thing to have, like, one coin in your pocket as you play. But if you have one million coins in your pocket,
you understand that things can balance without being symmetrical, right?
But this cunt could not. Yeah. I'm telling you, I've seen it.
Well, this is all to say that
his boots are unlaced for the whole game.
This is all to say that this guy will end up being your teammate in a few weeks when Maryborough reject you as well.
That was 20 years ago. He'll have grown it back.
He's not a lizard. I'll make that clear. This guy, there's no way. You've never seen... Like, even in a straight line, how many one-armed sprinters?
Bro, what do you mean?
Paralympics.
There's a whole Olympics.
Yeah, but they don't race against people with two arms.
But they also make it to the end of the 100-metre straight.
So you're saying that's fine. That's no disadvantage. Yeah.
I'm saying
you're
balanced.
I want to play in the Paralympics then. I want to. If we're all the same,
bro, I'm going. You'd qualify.
No.
Play them this episode, and you're qualifying. I love this image of you, the story you told about coming at him on the field and him falling
and
over,
choking him out.
In his head, gone like, oh no, he's using both of his arms. I'm fucked.
I broke my ankles.
Is that a yellow card offence if I deliberately trip him over like that by using my body weight like that to trick him?
I think so. Oh. So you're saying, like, say you had a counterweight on that side, then he might be...
Yes.
So some sort of ballast.
He should have some sort of mannequin arm or something.
Yeah, or like a kettlebell.
Yes.
Strapped to his body.
Yes, it's unfair. Look, I knew I was being a cunt at the time, but it was also a very funny thing to...
Don't say at the time.
To do.
Yeah. I was like, far worse now. You had 20 years to stew on it.
So is there perhaps a Dalesford special side that you could join and just fucking mop the floor with the opposition?
Well, again, 20 years ago, I think it was pretty close.
Yeah.
But I've gone to watch them now, and now they're actually pretty good. So now I'm actually like a little bit like... Fuck, I came home and did a bit of extra training. I'm like, I've got a fucking... I could very much embarrass
myself.
Does that
mean you came home and did some training?
No. Well, yes. But
lop a limb off just so you've got an excuse.
Maybe that guy was just so good. He was like, I could beat you with one hand tied behind my back. Oh, whoops. No, I couldn't.
I love the idea of you looking at someone with two arms and going... There's no way to get them off balance.
Yeah. I'm like, whoop, I've met my match here.
Yeah. Guys, don't even try faking them out. It's impossible. Someone get a chainsaw. No, we got to win.
Yeah. So I'm...
Just waking up from a horrible accident. Doc, give it to me straight.
Can I play soccer?
My balance going to be okay?
Can I run?
How will I run?
Yeah, they tell you'll never run again. You're like, but I got two legs. colleagues are going, mate, you fucking lost an arm. Yeah, like, you're an idiot.
You don't understand running.
Yeah. These are all making sense to me. These things you're saying.
It's like we say in the Hippocratic Oath, an arm is a wing, okay?
Jesus. Yeah, yeah, you can run, you can't fly, unfortunately, know? Now that you don't, you've only got one arm.
You know what I've just realised? Just before we started recording, you went, hang on, I've got to get my phone out to look at my notes. I've made some notes.
Yeah.
Was one of the notes to talk about this?
One arm equals no balance. Yeah. All right, I'm good to go, boys.
Yeah. Chandler's theory of physics.
No, that's not even a note. No, that's not a note.
Keep the rest of your powder dry, mate.
Yeah. I can get to my notes if we run out
of time. Well, I've got something that I'm curious, because I reckon one of you will have tried what I did for the first time.
Right. If it's sex, you're wrong.
Talk to yourself, mate.
I was just picturing a one-armed person keep falling off someone when they're having sex. I did a flotation tank the first time.
Wanted to, but I haven't.
Right. Yeah. Rosie?
I haven't. I've looked into it, but I've never done it. The old deprivation.
Yeah, I thought it would be in your wheelhouse.
Yes. I like the idea of it, but I just have never got around to it.
Well, here's a little... Do you know... Are you floated?
I've gotten tanked.
You're a floater.
That's it.
Talk to me. Did you love it?
By the end, I was enjoying it. It kind of feels like your first one is a bit of a write-off, because you just so much of it is like getting used to... Like the whole feeling of it. And by the end I was like, all right, I'm settled into this.
So if you get in there with one arm, are you just fucking rolling around? Exactly. I'm drowning. No, I'm not. I'm drowning. No, I'm not.
Real boring.
Yeah.
How long are you in there
for? You're not a person I would have thought to do this, given that I know your history of you going overseas to go to a meditation resort, you walking in 1 hour later going, is there any strippers in this joint or what?
See ya.
You literally ran away from a meditation tent.
I ran away
in
the middle of the night because I was going insane and I didn't think they'd let me leave.
Right.
And they're like, see, Mr. Little?
Yeah. Like, did the old one-armed man in the door, like, curved around right back out of it.
No, I just went real romance, like rom-com on them, and I was like, you're not even going to put up a fight. You're just going to watch me walk out of here.
It's a meditation camp, not a meditation concentration camp.
Yes.
It is actually both.
Meditation will set you free.
So I...
Gas seeping in the showers, but it's like lavender scented.
That's the reason
I wondering where you're fucking going with that.
That's the reason I did it, to try and get better at being still and, you know, doing that stuff. And I... they gave me a warning. They said, when you go in, he said, if you've got any, here's some Vaseline. If you've got any open cuts, just, you know, put it on that. And I was thinking, of course I don't have any open cuts.
Like, should be a deal breaker. Yeah. What do you mean? You're not allowed in the tank.
Also, if you're going to go in there and not say anything and just sit by yourself in a room and then they give you a Vaseline, I would have thought that's for a different reason.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what he said. He didn't say open cuts. He said, it's for you butt sluts. I was like, I didn't have any open. What happens? He said, because there's 750 kilos of salt in the tank, so it'll just sting like Barry. So anyway, if you don't, that's fine. And I was like, yeah, sure. And then he left, and you have a shower, which is in the room, and it's all very calming music, soft lighting and stuff. And I'm thinking, isn't this lovely? And then I lower myself down into the tank, and even though I did not have any open cuts, I had just shaved my balls.
Oh.
And the screaming pain he would have just heard from one of the rooms over this soft, like, music. He just would have heard, shut the lid on me. So I was like,
Great. I do love that idea. I can't be at one with myself with hairy balls. I better shave before. Yeah.
Also, and the alternative would have been him walking back in on me, dunking my nuts into a tub of Vaseline.
Smothering the minute. You're in there for the full hour?
An hour.
With the balls just in agony.
Did they settle?
Yes.
Okay.
It was a minute of real pain.
Yep.
A minute
got used to it.
Of subtle pain, and then we're good.
And then how long before you, like, switch off? And do you get into that, like, you know, meditative state where you feel like you're, you know, dropping?
I kept falling asleep.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah, I'd just, like, wake up and be like...
Yeah, that twitch, yeah. Because I did hypnotherapy, and that's kind of the levels that they take you down to. So it's sort of like that.
On the edge, is it? Of consciousness or something.
Yeah, yeah. You'd be talking, and it sounds like you're miles away, but I'm still with it.
I've talked about this years ago on the podcast, but I used to live in a place in Ballarat in a share house, and then I moved out.
What'd you move out for?
Well, I moved out to, it was a terrible house, and it was haunted. It was weird.
No, that's a Bluetooth on.
Yeah. So I moved directly over the road, but someone in my house then still knew the people that moved into that house.
Oh, yeah.
And they were fucking weird people, and they moved in, and they built their own fucking, what's it
deprivation
called?
Deprivation tank.
Yes.
Really?
But the thing was...
Surely you mean they just bought one?
No. They made their own.
That's nuts.
Yeah, so it wasn't like vertical. It was horizontal. What they got was...
Hang on.
They yeah, I hope I'm right in that insane.
No, well. You lie down in them.
Yes.
They're horizontal.
This, you didn't. What they got was two wheelie bins. They took out... They hollowed them out and put them on top of each other.
You mean they hollowed them out?
Well, they got the top off
they took
one
the rubbish
and the bottom
out.
Off the other.
Hey, when are those bin holler outers coming this week? Is it Tuesday?
What are the excavators coming in for the rubbish?
So they put them on top of each other and then filled them with water and then made their own some sort of harness. So, like, the place is on a second story.
Yeah.
And then they would just harness themselves down into two... bins full of fucking bin juice and then play and they were like fucking metalheads or something, and then they would just blast fucking loud music into the two bins.
So were they doing did they have ice or something in there?
I don't know.
Sorry, I'm literally mean
like, either way. I'm not sure.
Was it like a therapy? Because the idea of the float is you float.
Yes, I know, but they
sorry, I know you get that.
Yeah. Hey, I wasn't...
You fucking dumb cunt.
I wasn't looking at the setup going, fucking tickety-boo to me, this seems perfect. Yeah.
Like, so did you over and see it? Like, did you see him doing it? Or this is all from
bins.
Afar?
I saw two bins. Yeah. Yeah. And then I was like, what the fuck is going on there? And they're like, oh, dude, that's obviously a deprivation tank. They also had half a police car there. Very fucking weird.
There's a Snowtown written all over it.
Yeah, you know, totally. It was fucking weird.
Also, the timing of this is great. Just them being like, God, I'm pretty stressed after that guy moving out.
Yeah.
Let's build a flotation tank to take the edge off.
Half?
Yeah, the front half of a cop car was there. I don't know why.
Cut in half?
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
You wouldn't steal a whole one.
Is this giving you ideas? Given that we're looking around the room, is this the thing you're missing for your house?
This is Crazy Dave's, isn't it?
This is an origin story of Crazy Dave.
That half a cop car would be terrible at soccer, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
terrible on the field.
Terrible at driving you to the game.
Yeah.
So there you go. Yeah.
I just pictured like organised crime bosses busting out their mate from the back of a cop car and stealing the wrong half.
Yeah.
No, now we've got two cops.
Yeah. So I don't know. I couldn't vouch for it. I'd never got a go at it. I was never brave enough.
You didn't go ask for, can I have a hoon on your bin?
No.
Give us a dunk.
Yeah. Look, in hindsight, I wish I had. But at the time, I was quite rightly going, these guys are fucking insane.
How did they get up to get in?
Because it was on the, there was a stairwell.
Oh, so they'd lower,
themselves
from
down. From the second story.
And so you'd need your mate to pull you out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or you'd have to like rock it and tip it.
Yes.
Fucking hell, that's a lot of confidence
and also,
in a fucking
like, below,
fellow stoner.
Below was like, there was like a fully, you know, working cafe. So like these people were doing this stuff and like someone's coming out to fucking, you know, chuck all the old sandwiches out and these fucking hippies are just like head first into these fucking two bins.
Getting real relaxed. Yeah. Well, you're a pretty stressed guy. It must be good to know that, you know, you can just build your own flotation tank.
Yeah,
you don't need
to
fuck around with going to the place that Tommy went to.
Oh, you don't want my secondhand ball juice anyway.
No, I want secondhand bin juice instead of 20 years ago. Yeah.
So will you go back?
Yes.
Okay. You enjoyed it?
No, I found it hard.
I found it hard too, but it's the point that's, you know, you want to get over that. I was going like, you know what would be perfect? Get the Nintendo Switch rigged up in the ceiling of this thing.
Yeah,
right. And it'll be fucking good to
see. Yeah, and then actually get the Switch. Instead of putting it in here, put it just out of here and then I can sit out of here and have a couch.
Can we
maybe a few beers.
Mate, can we get some of the salt out of this water? Because I'm trying to drown myself in here. Yeah, it's just, I keep
put
floating
on some chips,
up.
Maybe get some of that happening.
Could you take like edibles or... Would that just fuck you up if you were a bit like...
If it went wrong, I think it'd be...
wouldn't be pleasant.
Sort of, but you can just get out whenever you want. Like, you're not...
Can you?
You're not locked in there.
Yeah.
I think. You weren't? Yeah. You're like an idiot.
That guy's sitting on the lid.
I thought this was the world's worst escape room.
So you
got
like back...
just floating there? Sorry.
So you can't sink.
Yeah, okay.
Which,
because of the salt.
Yeah.
Right.
Which meant that I could nod off and it was fine.
You can nod off while you're floating.
Bro, I was nodding off the whole time.
Yeah.
You've done that?
You sort of meant to,
yeah.
I got close and I felt like I shouldn't, but...
Right. This is like the Dead Sea or whatever. Is it the Dead Sea?
Dead Sea.
Yeah. You can't drown in the Dead Sea, or you've got to be fucking pretty fat.
Yeah, you've got to be swimming down.
Yeah.
You've got to be pretty fat.
Gotta
imagine that being your dying thought. Oh, I'm fat enough that I've drowned.
I clocked the Dead Sea.
They said this was impossible, except for those morbidly obese enough.
I shaved my balls.
I ate so many chips, I've busted physics. Fuck.
This is ultra suicide. I've really done an impressive one here. So, yeah, to go back to the moving house, did it a week ago, had the movers turn up at the Masturbatorium.
Man with a van.
Man with a van, yep. Give them a sweet plug, why not? They came through. Yeah. Did you have them get you into this place?
Oh, I don't know. No, someone, but it was a man with a van.
I don't know if you had the same experience, but I had what I have to assume is the, forgetting two guys, the very common setup of the moving van, where one of them...
Good moving van, bad moving van?
Little bit.
Yeah.
slightly.
Nah, one of don't them, move it. I reckon that looks good where it is.
Yeah. No, don't listen to me, mate. I'm here to help you.
It says kitchen, but I'm putting that in the fucking bedroom.
Yeah. Mate, don't deal with that. Don't worry. He's just angry, but he actually moves stuff really well.
Yeah. I can't control him when he's like this.
Yeah.
I saw him throw a bed off the freeway once. So.
Yeah. I mean, I'd do what he said if I was you.
Yeah. But we're mates. We get each other.
Yeah. Where do you keep your phone books? Why are you asking? So like the two guys, and I assume this is pretty standard. First guy, pretty young, very affable, very chatty, very friendly guy. Like he comes in, he sees my guitar, he's like, "Oh wow, that's a great Stratocaster." And then he's like, "Oh my, you know, my dad was in bands growing up, so he taught me about musical equipment and stuff."
Shut the fuck up,
just
mate.
Pick the strat up, mate. Take it to the fucking truck.
Move this conversation, bro.
It's not man with a combo.
Oh, he taught you respect for the instrument, did he? Okay, well, there better be no fucking scratches on this when it turns up at the new address. But so him, you know, he's the front facing guy. He's talking me through the whole operation, and then his mate, the other guy.
What's he talking you through? We're going to pick this shit up.
Yeah.
We're going to put it in there.
Yeah.
We're going to move it.
It goes to the next truck.
Yeah.
Then the truck goes to the next location.
Whoa, slow down. Slow down.
Sorry, too much technical speak. Yeah. A truck is the big brick on wheelie things out there.
Well, hang on, why are you saying truck? I hired man with a van. I want a van. What's this truck bullshit?
I'm not paying for this.
A van is going to take 20 times as long. I said I want it.
And there's two of you. I hired man with a van, not man with a van.
I hired man with a van. I thought I was getting a pedophile here. All of a sudden you're trying to pick up all my fucking worldly possessions.
Man with an ice cream van. Getting your stuff moved in by guaranteed pedophiles. And we certify them. We do background checks. Yeah. We make sure that they've got a criminal record.
We show them an adult in the nude. That if they don't get a hard on, you're in.
Yeah. All the reviews are just like, well, what people say is right. They are very affable.
So him, then his mate, he's up the back. He's coming in. Now, I don't want to speculate about what was going on with this guy.
Shit.
But let's just say he seemed to be able to stand in the apartment and then immediately visualize where everything was going to sit in the van.
Yeah, right.
You get what I'm getting at?
That's what you want.
Perfect.
You sort of get what I'm getting at?
A pro. Yeah.
Right. Kind of looks, standing in the room, like eyes half closed. He's like, if you have some pillows, that's going to help me a lot because I think I'm going to be able to get the wardrobe in here and then have the two seats sitting on top of it like that. Yeah. You know.
A rain-moving man.
Did you and Chando have a meeting before the pod and just think, hey, who can we have a crack at?
Who's left?
I've got a one-armed bloke from 20 years ago.
I've got an autistic guy. I have
not had a go at yet.
Hey, your word's not mine.
Hey, it's difficult. When it's me, where's me and Tommy? It's pretty hard to punch down, but we manage it.
That was what you were going through your phone. Who else?
Who's below us?
I saw a guy in a wheelchair before, and he's
And really, I reckon we're at least even with him. Maybe.
It really is like drowning in the Dead Sea. We found a way to do it, to punch down. So yeah, this other guy, this guy who, you know, had the real aptitude for the details.
We get it, bro.
He's got a bit of a real aptitude for details.
real keen eye.
Real keen eye.
Well, I would love you to write the synopsis for Rain Man and do that. Tom Cruise hangs out with his brother who has a real aptitude for details. PG.
What does aptitude mean? Oh, you're apt. You're adept at something.
You're good at something.
He's good at it. Yeah, you know, he's got a real flair for it.
Yeah.
A real
comes naturally to him.
Yeah.
An incredibly keen eye. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Possibly one of the keenest eyes you can have.
Good. Perfect. Great.
Yeah. For great. Shapes. Not knocking it. Yep. Great. Good for him.
You are.
He's in the right business.
Knocking it yet.
Yeah. Right. You're just noticing it. You've got a good keen eye for this sort of disability.
Yes. That's my one of that.
Yes.
So he like
my
midway
one of that.
Midway through picking up and moving stuff out of my house, he turns to me and he goes, "Bro, do you like Nickelback?"
Great.
And I'm like, "What's?" I just go, "Mate, I don't know what the right answer is here." You know,
is that what you said?
Yeah, I was like, "Well, I don't know what answer you want."
What?
I couldn't tell.
Is that a testing question? Do you think?
I was like, "Is this guy really into Nickelback?"
And or if he's you say yes, like, all your stuff's getting smashed.
Yeah.
What would you think if you asked someone if it's not Nickelback, if it's any band? Yeah, you go, "Hey, do you like the Red Hot Chili Peppers?" And they said, "I don't know what answer you want." And you're having a crack at old mate Bruce. He's packing the boxes just like, "Geez, this dude's a bit weird."
Yeah.
Can't answer a simple question. Yeah.
Tommy's not paying for the box packing part. You packed the boxes yourself, didn't you?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Packed the boxes myself.
What?
Oh, is that an extra fee?
I fucking oath it is.
Oh, I don't know. I've never used it.
Is that a thing you can do? Get them to put
you,
do
you
the
can,
boxes and
you
shit
can.
As well?
It's not. It's not cheap. That's the thing about
it. Yeah. That seems like
old mate over here. Yeah. He hasn't fucking packed the box in his life.
No.
Why would you?
Yeah.
Why would
you? What's the bottom wiping fee when they're in here as well? That's the thing.
Also, it's all part of the service.
Wiping tonguing, please. I can't have any open wounds from my next float.
No wastage, too. I'm environmental. Yeah.
Nothing porous, please. You know I've got a dainty daint.
So he asked me that, and then I go, I don't know what answer you want. Because it's a bit like,
what would your answer have been? No.
Well, yeah.
I don't know what answer.
But if you're asking that, it's like, are you asking that?
It's come out of nowhere.
It's like he's going to go, they're actually not as bad as people think.
He's not in front of a stereo at the time. He's not like going, well, I'll put it on then.
No, he was actually holding the stereo.
Oh, right.
But it's not like you have a Creed poster up at home.
Right. No. Yeah. Right. No.
He was holding your Nickelback collection. Yeah. And you're like, I don't know what answer to give.
Yeah. And Tommy's like, I don't know why you're asking me this question.
Dressed as Chad Kroger.
I was like, I don't know, man. Yeah, how you remind me, I guess it's still a pretty good song. And he's like, yeah, it is a pretty good song. And then he just gets back on with the task.
And that's it.
And I was like, all right, nothing got broken.
That was the end of the Nickelback combo.
That was the end of the Nickelback chat.
You've got to get better at like conversing.
Everything. Yeah.
Yeah, just like when someone says, you know, it's a nice day, just go, yeah. Yeah.
But is it really a nice day? Like, yeah. If you said that today, it's sort of not really. I'm going to get the answer wrong. Yeah. But maybe you like the weather like this. Yeah. I don't want to offend you.
So, sorry, I've just got one question out of all this. Do you like Nickelback?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, right.
See,
right.
That was easy.
Yeah.
So do you reckon they're in the truck going, that guy was really good with detail about... he was really good at playing, you know,
I know
computer
what answer
games.
To give despite knowing the song title.
Yeah. But if Tommy... Maybe the bloke's holding all of Tommy's fine china saying, do you like Nickelback? If Tommy says no, he just fucking drops the lot of it.
You do like your china.
But maybe
love my china, yeah.
Maybe it went the other way. Maybe they got in the car and they're like, oh my God, that's the simplest question. Everybody says no. This guy... couldn't even bring himself to say no.
Right. Maybe he's dropping off. You got a vinyl collection?
Yep.
Do you like Nickelback? Moves everything in. All of a sudden, he's giving you a few Nickelback.
Housewarming gift.
Yeah. Well, you could have
gets me a Nickelback record on the way to the new address.
Yeah. Could have done a sweet zing when you said, no, I prefer Penny Front.
Oh, that's good.
And then you guys crack a beer and enjoy the day together.
Make out.
I think you would have looked at me and gone, what?
Yeah. Here's a noose, champ.
Yeah, it feels like bringing that up, you're bringing it up because you're, it's like most people accept that, you know, you never meet anyone who loves Nickelback, even though they are incredibly popular. So it's like, why are you bringing that up? You're probably bringing it up because you're actually a big fan.
It does sound like
and you're waiting
question.
To convince me.
Yeah. It's the little kid thing of saying something that they want to be asked back.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, you know, do you have a new jumper? No.
Yeah.
Do you? Yeah. Yeah. I can see it's got the tags on. Like, I'm not even wearing a jumper. Yeah. Why would you ask me?
And look, I don't like them, but I don't care about it enough to sit and have a 20-minute conversation about it with this guy.
Yeah,
it's a pretty old hat topic in 2021 to be like, yeah, man, fuck Nickelback.
Yeah,
they suck.
Yeah. So would it have been a better answer to say, who's Nickelback?
Oh,
Because then you get him talking about his favourite thing.
Yes, I like that.
And he gets to have a good time because he gets it. And you go at the end of it, that's fantastic. I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
Thank you. And I'll definitely into get into them.
Okay.
What's a Nickelback?
Yeah.
All right, I'm moving house again.
Yeah.
Call up man with a van.
Now you're going to have to pack those boxes again. You povo prick.
Guys, I'm desperate for this radio job. If I ever move house again, I can't pack my own boxes. Yeah. That's the aspirational life that I need to
lead. Can't get in a flotation tank after you do that.
So in my apartment building, you guys have both been there before to my old apartment.
Yep.
It's out the back of the apartment building. We talked about it a lot on the podcast.
It's like the pool house. Caitlin sort of deal. You live out the back of the rest of the apartments, and you're this, you know, a little bit of an odd area. It's an odd.
I don't understand the reference.
Kato Kaelin was the pool boy of O.J. Simpson.
Oh.
And so he was like, he came up in all the trials because he was sort of there, but he was like this sort of drifter that was like, oh, you can clean the pool or whatever. You can live out the back next to the pool in this sort of little shack. And because he was
the back
like,
shack.
Yeah, the back shack. And so then he got dragged into court even though he was just, you know, like a fuckhead. And so it's a serious thing. And then Kato Kaelin gets called to the stand. And he's like, oh, dude, I don't know. I didn't hear any stabbing, dude.
I was listening to Nickelback, man.
Yeah, totally.
People who've listened to this podcast for 10 years gone, when the fuck are they going to talk about the OJ trial?
Yeah.
I need to know what happened.
Wow, they got 10 more years to wait on Chando's book. Wait 20 years?
So my apartment out the back of the building.
Yep.
There's the main apartment block. Then there's like a car park, but only the car park that's there is only for some of the building. There's only about 6 spaces in that car park. It's pretty small.
Did you have a car park?
I did.
Look at you.
Very good stuff. Mm. So there's a laneway that leads into that. Yep. The truck was pulled up in the laneway as they were moving the stuff out of my apartment. So if anyone was coming out of that small car park, they were going to have to move.
Yep.
But it's a small enough car park that I was like, you'd probably be fine. So right near the end, this lady comes out from the building.
Ooh,
she needs to get out.
Mm.
And
quick.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, they're just wrapping up. They're putting the last thing on the truck. Mm,
yeah.
It'll just be like
just
a couple
minutes. Just
put my
Nickelback CDs in and then we'll be off. Yeah.
So she comes out and she's like, oh, do you live out the back? And I'm like, yeah.
Oh.
And she goes, I've always wanted to know what it's like out there. And I'm like, well, I mean, you've got a couple minutes while they finish up the van. Do you want to come have a look?
Oh, bro,
here we go.
This is the start of
a
porno.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Put this on the top shelf of your house right now. Yeah.
I can't wait until Tommy gets called to the stand.
Yeah.
So she comes in to my apartment that's like basically empty by this point.
Yeah, she does.
And she's like,
yes.
Just the bed left, weirdly.
Here we go. Yeah.
Did you come into her apartment? Sorry, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Did you pack
into her? You pack
did
her
you pack her box,
yes,
box yourself?
There we go. There we go.
Put it in her back shack.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. This is cool, right?
Yeah. I'll
I might come take on. A walk around the block for a few minutes while you guys
can. Do a couple of laps.
Hang on. Did you put a nickel up her back? There we go. There we go.
Yep. So then she comes into the apartment and she's looking around. She's like, yeah, right. It's pretty small in here, isn't it? Yeah, it's pretty. These are pretty small apartments. Like my one in the main building, like, yeah, it's bigger than this. Oh,
and did you say let's go check out?
Let's go back to yours.
Tit for tat.
Yeah.
Let's have a squeeze.
Let's have a squeeze at your tit for tat.
Or your tats and tits, whatever.
Yeah. Oh, God, I'm going to have to really tread carefully. So I've got my dick out. No. So
do you have to tread carefully because your dick's out and it's such a thumper that it's hanging on the floor?
In case you don't walk on the tip.
Yeah.
He loses his balance.
Chandler sees him just think it's a man with one giant arm. How does he play soccer? When are you going to show me your dick?
No one has done more for the image of my penis than Tommy Little. Mate. Really out there doing
peek.
Some good PR for me.
I've played against a man with one arm. I've never played against a man with three legs like Tommy does.
How did he kick that?
When I first met Tommy, I thought he was in tripod, and then I realised, oh no.
He is. He saw tripod on the poster and went, oh, that's Tommy. Oh, there's a bear. There's a bear called that now. Right.
Hey, baby, do you want to come back to mine and get a look at Gatesy? then she's just basically rinsing my apartment. Just going, she's like, what do you pay here a week? I'm like, oh, this much? She's like, Yeah, see.
Why didn't you say the amount?
I pay $20 more to be in the building, and it's, yeah, it's it's much better than this. It's so much bigger. Like, I'd never live here. Like, yeah. I reckon I'd be really depressed if I lived here. Yeah, yeah.
Bro, she was just trying to get you up to her apartment.
She was negging you.
Because I've spoken to her and everyone in the building, and I said, if anyone can get a look at Tommy's dick, trace it.
Yeah.
And I want that piece of billboard
to trace it on. Yeah, yeah, and get your moving friends to fucking lift Tommy's dick off of the ground and load it into the fucking apartment.
Yeah. That's why I wanted a van.
Then my upstairs neighbour, who I've talked about on the show before,
the big old Cheech Andor Chong upstairs,
stomping around
this,
up there.
Is this the hottie? Are we not allowed to say that?
Everyone's, I don't know. Have we like, seen a hottie?
You guys,
is there a hottie?
I don't know.
I'd say she was attractive.
Okay. Oh, is she? Okay, yeah. Good.
I can't believe out of all the stuff we've talked about, that's the thing that made the needles skip off the record.
No. I paused because I was like, fuck, how did I miss the hottie?
She's going to have some kind of physical or mental ailment for us to want to talk about her. Thanks.
No positive descriptions, please.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I misread the room.
How dare you?
Yeah. I don't have an aptitude. 21. Yeah.
We're only talking about disabled people on this podcast.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. So anyway, back to your story about yourself.
So the upstairs neighbour comes in. She comes past and sees all this happening. She didn't know. I was moving. So she comes past, sees an empty apartment and goes, oh, wow. And then she's like, can I go onto your balcony for a second and just see what you've been able to see of my balcony?
Oh.
Yeah. So she goes onto the balcony and then she's kind of like looking up underneath, like trying to get I've been able to upskirt herself.
Yeah. Up balcony.
Yeah.
Oh, you up balcony.
It's like, what do you think I've been doing down here?
Yeah. Up balcony.
And also, what's she been doing on the balcony to warrant being worried about?
What do you mean? She's been down balcony.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so that's...
And what was her review? Was she like, oh, I can't believe you could see this? Or was she just like, oh, yeah, that's fine?
She didn't really have any...
It's hard when you've made up the story, isn't it?
Yeah.
To think of what reaction. She just did normal. She said, I don't know how to answer that question.
Yeah, there's a lot of me trapped in just very awkward interactions that I do... Like, actually pretty simple interactions that I just do not know how to get my way out
of. This is your farewell to the building.
This is my farewell to the building.
Fucking talks with everyone in
having my neighbour come in and go, I'd kill myself if I had to live in an apartment like this. And it's like, yeah, I'm moving. Yeah. Like, I'm not moving in. Yeah.
So
like,
you're going to be missed.
I'm not moving out, moving back in.
But also, unless I'm romanticising, I thought that apartment was sweet.
It's fine.
Yeah,
it was good.
So then I'm like really on the defensive about it. I'm like, oh, you'd be, you know, it looks different with furniture in here. Like,
Put a few bodies in there and fucking boom.
So hang on. So did you fuck both of these women?
Yeah, isn't that obvious?
With the one dick.
Yeah.
With that one huge dick of yours.
You go to that end, you come to this end.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. But that's my man with a van experience. Did you have anything like that, Tommy, when they were boxing up the gumball machine?
Tommy's people take care of that.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't. I just burnt the stuff at the last place. Bought some new shit here. Went to Dave and I went, hey, bro, got a whole new house.
You're just worried about the big buck hunter. That's it. That's the only thing.
They hated moving that.
Yeah, I bet.
I'll bet.
Yeah. And you know, looking at it now, that's bigger than I remember a buck hunter.
Bro, it's massive.
It's fucking huge.
It's the last one before they started, that started to be a consideration.
Right.
So they start, now that they're like flat screens and
they
would be quite movable.
Yeah, that's old school curved screen and that looks fucking heavy.
Big TV, yeah.
You know what? I've seen that in, you know, different houses that you've lived in. I thought I was doing you a favour. Brett Blake, friend of the show, was like, oh, I'd love to get a buck hunter. And I'm like, oh, fucking Tommy Little's got one. And I just assumed you'd be fucking over having that. And I said to you, you know, what about this? And you're like, they cost fucking $20,000, mate. Like,
no, they're not that much.
Well, it's a heap, though, isn't it?
It's a lot. Yeah, yeah.
I thought you'd be happy for him to take it off your hands, and you're like, this is how much they cost. I'm like, fucking hell.
Yeah, no, and I love it.
Now you've got like a Western type hat on it. Do you have to wear that when you're playing?
Oh yeah, you do too.
Where is it? I can't even see that.
Yeah, like a Smokey the Bear type hat.
Oh yeah, and a cookbook. So that's what you do with the buck.
Yeah,
right.
You work out which way you're going to prepare it.
Right. What are you putting in when you get the top score on it? What are your initials going in as? What's the leaderboard at the moment?
Weapon.
Don't be shy.
Weapon. No, how many letters are you allowed to have? Maybe we can guess it. How many letters are you allowed to have?
I'm. It's really mature.
Yeah.
And see if you can work out. So it's 3-3.
Three letters, three numbers.
No, just three.
Big.
Anything.
Oh, so you can have 2 3-letter words.
Anything? Three? Numbers, letters,
oh,
anything?
Numbers. Oh, okay, right.
Three. So it's the idea is first name, last name.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Which doesn't happen very often in life.
Big 069 or something.
No, that's pretty... I wish I thought of that. That's pretty good. I'm more aggressive.
Oh, well, F-U-K...
That's good.
C-N-T. Y-O-U.
C-N-T?
Yeah.
Is correct. Ding, ding, ding for the first one.
F-K-N.
No.
Is it F-C-K?
Mad.
No. C-U-N. No. C-N-T is the first one. F-C-E.
What's that mean?
Cunt face.
Oh,
yeah, nice. Right, right. Yeah.
There we go.
Wow,
there
this cunt face is...
That removalist would have got it in 1 second. Could have scanned all the possible...
He can look at the machine not plugged in and go, I reckon I know what the top score is on that. Yeah.
And I noticed, Tommy, these guys were obviously guessing quite hard at the thing. And when I asked the question of have a guest, were you just thinking to yourself, I don't know what you want me to say.
N-I-C-K-L-E-B. No, that's too many letters. Yeah.
I love the idea that someone accidentally pulls out the cord of your machine. You're like, oh, I had cunt face as top score. What the fuck are you doing?
How am I going to beat the top score on my own machine?
Or it ends up in a lost and found. And they're like, we'll know who the owner is. Their name will be the...
I know my guess was going to be cum something.
Yeah, yeah, that's good.
Cum bum or something like that.
That'd be pretty good.
You're just thinking of your own name.
I am. That's what my parents were going to call me.
That's my name. You've seen my passport.
Well, I went to the dentist this week. I had a thing where I had a slight little concern. I was like, fuck, I better go and get it checked out. And it went to, it's that thing where you go in there and you go, oh, look, it's like a checkup. And they go, oh, what are you worried about? Is there anything you need to, we
like
need to worry
concern,
about?
Like a concern, like when you breathe in, you can feel.
Well, air I was biting on stuff. Yeah, I was biting on stuff and chewing on stuff and going, well, that doesn't feel right. So
it's
I better
hot.
Check in.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I do that. So I thought I better check that out.
You masticate.
Yes, thank you. That's where I used to live, in the masticatorium.
Yes. A lot of chewing in there.
Yeah. Absolutely, in the dark.
Yummy down.
Yeah. Really lube my mouth up and get to it.
Yeah.
Fuck me in the face.
Now we're cooking.
There we go. There needs to be more letters on the big buck hunter so we can have that as a name.
F-U-K-F-C-E, reporting for duty.
So I went in there and went, right, so I made the mistake of in hindsight, of saying specifically this thing.
You flagged it.
Yeah, flagged it. So then they go looking for that and they go, right, we've checked it. Seems like it's fine. I'm like, great. No need for me to be here anymore. Oh, we better just run 3 or 4 more tests. I'm like, no. You've done one test. That's what a test is for.
Yeah.
If it comes up negative, then this is fine.
I look for more. I
keep looking.
I love the man who's, so we found your one STD. Do you want to, no other test. Your cock is falling off.
No, we've noticed you're missing one arm. We don't need to look any further.
Do you want us to prescribe anything? No, just good to know.
Test my balance and let me go.
Just make an appearance, show my face and right to go.
Told the missus I did it. So here now, write me a note.
So then they start wanting to do x-rays and I'm like, oh, yeah, but you looked, it's all fine. You know, I'm like, you know what's going on here. It's like they're running the meter. It's like a cab.
Yeah.
You know, they're running the meter. I feel like I've got that feeling.
X-rays, a little bit more than just running the meter. Like,
Yeah. Well, I feel like I'm stuck in traffic and all of a sudden it's like, oh, fucking hell.
No, but it's not like you can look at the mirror and go, oh, no, I'm cool. Like,
You know what kills me
out of the cab.
What kills me about the x-ray is they go, well, we can't find any problems, but we've got a machine
that
maybe can find more stuff.
Yeah. Why don't I give the money to the machine?
Yeah.
Why don't I just start seeing the machine one-on-one? Why do I need fucking this person?
Sounds like someone wants to fuck an x-ray machine.
You should get one. Fuck.
Oh!
That's a very tiny little move.
How fucking good. Are you going to leave the room? Nah, I'm fine.
Yeah, I don't want children. Put your initials into it.
We've got an x-ray here.
I clocked it.
For a CNT.
I'm on the final level. I'm playing the big boss. A foot. So
can't believe you didn't say an arm.
Yeah.
How good would that? If you go, you got to try and guess what's up my ass.
Oh,
you play it.
You, that's great. Well, you know, because you put it there.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
People come around.
It's your hand again.
That's why the guy lost his arm.
We play the puppet game. Yeah. Look, his lips don't move.
Yeah. Why am I putting on a voice? I feel so...
Tommy Little.
I feel so violated. Yeah.
So I go through the whole procedure. We do all the tests and whatever. I'm like, fucking hell. Yeah, all right, okay. So they couldn't find anything. It's like, great, do you want another x-ray? I'm like, no, I don't want another x-ray. Oh, should we leave that till next time? Yes, we shall leave it till next time. All that sort of stuff. So my dentist is, I would say, I'll preface this next bit by saying, I don't believe that English is their first language.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, my God. So, bro, what is
this? I'm just saying.
What is this?
Here goes
show?
Another one.
I'm just saying.
You got. I can't believe I'm saying this, but you've changed. And certainly not for the better.
I don't think this makes as much sense.
Is he still in the country now? Did you get him deported?
No, no, okay. No. Him or her, you know, anyone can be a dentist these days.
True,
you know,
true. He saved. I apologise. Yeah, I apologise.
Right, that's actually right. We haven't had a go at women yet. It must be on your hit list in your phone.
So we get the explanation. Now, the dentist starts, like, you know, cleaned everything up. It's I'm almost out of there.
Yep.
I'm almost out.
Almost out. But they're looking up Google Translate.
Yeah, yeah.
Is this why you said it's like a taxi? Like
No,
but that does
but
work.
A little bit.
But you get a curry on the way.
No. They said you can't eat for half an hour afterwards. Okay, or what it does. So, no. So I got to go out. And the dentist uses some terminology that I don't think I've ever heard, or I'd like to think no one's ever heard in a dentist's office, which is, I've got everything out, I've done the clean, we've got the apparatus out of the mouth, all that sort of stuff, and they're giving me a bit of a update on how things are going in my mouth. And the dentist described my teeth as puffy.
Sorry?
The dentist described my teeth as puffy.
I mean, we've been saying that for years. Well, but
Dave O'Neill's been saying it for years.
What do you mean?
And I don't know. And they said it twice to describe my teeth as puffy.
So even now, if you take an accident to that, like, puffy doesn't make sense either.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what I'm like. I'm like, well, if they, I won't say anything, and if they say it,
your teeth aren't puffy.
And did you not say anything because you had his dick in your mouth?
Yes.
That is the good stuff.
That is a very...
That's what it's all about.
So you didn't ask for clarification?
No, I didn't want to say to...
What do you mean by that?
Yes.
That's what you could have said.
Well, I was stunned. And you also, I had my phone out making a note of it. Going, fuck, I better bring this up next episode.
This is like me with Nickelback. Yeah. You don't want to give a wrong response to that.
Yes.
Also, it's hard when you're in your 40s and you discover that you've got puffy teeth.
Yes. It's weird that my teeth came out without me knowing. But yeah, I've got
the country boy in him just going like, I've got to bash my own teeth out now.
Yeah, maybe remove some of my teeth so I don't have to remove them myself. Yeah.
So you couldn't get an answer out of them. What have they been talking about in the lead up to that?
I feel weird to say to someone, what do you mean my teeth are puffy?
Well, you don't have to say the second half. You're going to say, what do you mean?
What do you mean by that? What does that mean?
Right.
Is that bad? Yeah. Do I need to do anything about that?
Yeah. Right.
Do I like Nickelback?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know how to answer that.
Okay, well, I guess what we're learning, Tommy and I, is we need to ask more questions. But look, personally, I felt stunned. I'm like, well, I don't know where to go next.
I have a request, possibly. So you have Invisalign.
Yes.
Can you please...
Or it could be any brand. No, they certainly didn't give me any discounts.
This is why we're having this meeting.
Right.
Can you please say, because I'm assuming you still have some more to go?
Not long.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I would have thought more, but that's fine. Can you? But you have another bill to pay at some point, will you?
I don't believe so.
Oh, damn it. I really wanted you to look them dead in the eyes and say, how many? I've got a podcast.
Yep.
I've got a few followers.
Yep.
On the gram. How many posts
will
I have to do to get this?
See, this is the thing, because as we've mentioned, Luke McGregor, who's your ex-housemate,
And lover,
did get a free deal with his teeth aligners if he begrudgingly then chatted out on social media.
It would have been the worst for them because then he got all in his own head about not wanting to appear like he was doing an ad, even though he was doing an ad.
Yes.
And just nobody cares, mate. Everybody does.
But also, how are you supposed to casually put Invisalign into a, like
into content?
Yeah, yeah, so that's to, what to make it look natural. What,
and he was like, ad, ad, yeah. ad, ad.
Sorry,
ad,
everyone, this it's is an ad. Ad sorry, don't listen to the.
And
ad.
They were just like, oh, mate, could you just make it, you know, a bit
more casual, yeah, positive. Yeah, yeah. Just watching telly with my teeth straightening.
And I think if people, I get it. You know, people do ads with betting companies and stuff. People rightly get angry at people who they held in a high regard. Or sure. They go, you've sold out. Right. But I think if anyone
do ads for Coles,
if anyone, yeah, I know, and we judge you. I think if anyone can do a teeth straightening ad, no one is going to begrudge McGregor for doing that. No one's like, oh, you sell out.
Totally.
And it's such a good positive product.
Yes.
Like, no one's going, look at this fucking sellout doing an ad for the Children's Hospital.
Yeah,
what a
cunt. Yeah.
And also,
like, get it, girl.
I knew he had that deal. And to be honest, when I saw what they'd done for him, I was like, well, I can fix mine if they can fucking fix his. So I was in there and doing the first consultation, and I'm like, yeah. They're like, how are you going? I'm like, yeah, I know Luke McGregor. Like, oh, yeah, and what are your problems? Yeah, I've got a podcast. Yeah, it goes out to this many people. Yeah, and they're like, cool, man. Anyway, this is how much it costs.
Yeah, well, they've been burnt. They're not going to get a comedian to do an ad again after the last experience. So, so are you meant to have an appointment again where you can get to the bottom of these poofy teeth?
Yes. I literally did book one in the other day.
Okay.
So, maybe I can.
We need to know.
Maybe I can find out.
I need to know if my teeth are poofy.
Yes.
Yeah.
They are, bro.
Need to know to look. Yeah.
Fair need enough. To know if it's just a thing in the my teeth are going through in university or,
just a phase.
If it's a real deal.
Self-discovery.
Exactly. Yeah. It's normal just to like a teeth up the back of the molar, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll keep us posted.
Yeah.
We need to let people know how to prevent poofy teeth.
Yes.
If it is a mailing list and you are going to let people know individually, I don't need it.
Okay.
I'm happy with a bit of this story.
Happy not to know.
Yeah, it's fine.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, we'd better wrap it up for another week on the Little Dum Dum Club. Tommy, Little Adam Rosenbachs, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, gang.
This
might be a weird place to say this, and I don't even know if you can delete it.
Mm.
Have you talked about Lisa Stora here?
That's a good point. Yeah, because it would be a nice thing to say something of. Yes.
Well, huge comedy fan, an absolute legend.
Absolute original fan of this podcast.
A day one-er.
Was that the very first live podcast we ever did?
Mm. Oh, man, we messaged, it was about a week ago now. Mm. I got a message from Brad, her brother.
What's happened is Lisa Stora is an original comedy fan of this show, of many of us. We knew her, and she unfortunately passed away a week ago.
Yeah, out of nowhere.
Yes.
And it's probably just, I don't know if Brad still listens or he's listening now, but it's probably just a nice place to say that what a legend. And
absolutely. Very, 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 very supportive of us over the year. Lovely person.
Much like loved, much missed.
Like I said, I mean, the first live podcast we ever did, in the lead up to it, I was saying to everyone, come along. You know, we didn't know what to expect. I was saying, come along, everyone, bring along signs that say Team Daslo or Team Chandler, show where your true colours are. She was the only person to do that. Yeah. There was one person there and she put hashtag Team Chandler. So I did win that contest 1-0 out of everyone that was there. But she was the one person to come along and play along with the gag.
Mate, she was great.
Yeah, very sad. And our thoughts are with her family and friends and everything.
Yeah, man. And very, having a little bub. And Brad, if you are listening, much love, mate. I hope you're doing all right.
Mm. But we got to wrap it up here for another week. Guys, have you got things that you would like to plug?
Tommy Little, you're on Radio Every Day. I am now a listener of your show on the Radio Every Day because I am picking up my child from daycare sometimes.
Got him.
I now listen to Cody on the radio in the morning and you in the afternoon.
3 to 6 on the Hit Network around this great country of ours.
I listen for a couple of minutes a day or whatever, however long it takes to go there and back, and I'm thoroughly confused by a bit where you just... All I hear, I never hear what the story is. All I hear is you making up things and then listeners ringing up and you playing it straight and listeners ringing up and going, what the fuck is going on?
Yes.
And then I'm like, fuck, I've got to find out what happens. Oh, no, I'm home now. And then I don't hear any context.
I get complaints daily, even when like I'm on break at the moment.
Because it's literally like an example would be.
So here's a segment.
Right.
It's called How Long Till They Tell Us We're Wrong?
Right.
And we start the segment by going, all right, if you listen now, you're in on the joke, and we need you to defend us to the hilt.
Okay, right. So I've never heard that bit.
And so I need you to call up and defend whatever we're saying.
Right.
But people are going to tune in halfway through this, and they're not going to hear this bit. Yes. They're the ones we're playing the joke on.
That's me.
You. Yes. And so then we'll go, anyway, so we're talking about favourite memories from the 2001 Olympics.
Right.
Right?
And that's how we started.
131060, if you want to join
Stanley Kubrick presents the Olympics.
And so people ring in furious. Yes. And for weeks after, I still get messages like, "The Olympics were in 2000, fuckhead. How do you not know that?" But people will ring in and they'll go, "The Olympics are in 2000. We'll go, "I don't think they were. Let's just go to our next caller." And he's like, "Mate, I was there. It was 2001.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about?" And we said the opening ceremony was in Perth.
Yeah.
And
can I guess whether this was a Tommy or a Carrie idea?
It came from the journalist.
Yeah. Well, all I've heard is the middle, and I'm like, what the fuck is it? I was listening to a thing where you're like, what's your favourite moment of Friends? And it's like people ring up going, when Kramer walked through the door. You guys like, yeah, we love that bit. I'm like, what the fuck is going on with this show?
And they're here because then we'll go back to the caller who complained, and they'll get like three people telling them they're wrong.
Yeah.
And it's so funny to hear them break, and they're like,
I guess Kramer was in there.
Maybe Kramer. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Stinky Dog is the song.
Okay, great. Now I know that. Now I've heard it too many times. I'm like, and I keep texting you.
Get involved.
What the fuck is going on? And you don't answer. So now I know. Good.
Yeah, right. So check that out. Have you got live shows coming up, Tommy?
I do.
Hypothetically, yes.
I've got Perth and the Central Coast still to go for this tour.
Right.
And so, yes. Great.
Check your local fingers listings.
Crossed. Yeah.
Rosie, what do you got?
Why don't I plug my audio book so you can get Paris and Other Disappointments is available on Audible and probably wherever you get your audio books, I'm assuming.
And how long did it take you to read out the entire
I was like book? four or five days.
Oh,
of about Jesus four hours
a session. 4 or 5 hours. I was about to say brutal, but that's
fucking no, no. The whole book is about five and a bit hours.
How many takes?
So that's the thing. So you can't like have a breath in the sentence. So you will read out, say, two sentences, and normally when you keep talking, you'll be like, and then go like that. But you have to take the breath and then start the sentence again. So you kind of read everything in two sentence blocks, and then I'd read something and be like, oh, I've got the intonation wrong on that. I'm being aggressive when it's not aggressive, or
I'm
being
funny. Sometimes the guy's like, oh, I forgot to hit play and record at the same time.
I'm reading the wrong book. I felt for the tech who had to sit through all that shit.
Did you read bits that in hindsight, after reading them aloud, you wished you'd written different?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, there's a couple of bits where you're just like, oh, fuck. You'd think of something there that you're like, I should have done this joke on that bit. Yes. And
Did you put any impro in there?
It's got to match the book for whatever reason. Yeah.
What are you doing there in the recording studio?
What's your name? What do you do?
Yeah, I remember O'Neill telling us once when he did the audiobook of his book, you have to read out the spelling mistakes. If anything's made it through the proofing and has been printed as incorrect, you have to read it out incorrectly.
Oh, no, I didn't have to do that, but do notice...
How do you read out a spelling mistake anyway? If you put a K instead of a C?
It's more grammatical where they've left in a word. Like, I'd change the tense of a sentence, so it would have been like, we did do this to... we had done this, but I'd left both, so it'd be like, we did done this.
Right.
And then as I'm reading, I'm like, fuck, how did that... And there were so many of those that made it through. I'm like, what the fuck was the editor doing on this? So I didn't read those out verbatim.
Well, I reckon.
Did you ever get angry at the author not realising it was you?
This guy's a fucking moron.
This is rot.
I hate this guy's dad.
I'm only reading professional books. Hey, the book's great. I know I've said it to you in private, but the book's great.
Thanks.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
All right, check all that out. Guys, thanks very much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
See you, mates.
And they've done it again.
Bernie, straight off the instep, straight off the... he's got new laces.
Not even bothering to mention if he's kicked a big one, just saying, Bernie.
Well, it's implied. The way he's connected so sweetly with it.
Tone with which you say Bernie.
Yeah, I didn't even look at the ball. I just heard that sound. You know, you can hear that point of impact and go, poof. That's out of there.
And you can tell by the look on Bernie's face.
Yeah.
You can see his reaction. He knows what he's done.
He's done a bit of a Babe Ruth of football. Just pointed out of the stadium.
Pointed his foot up into the air and you've gone, I reckon I know what's happening here.
Yeah.
Bernie's done it again. Mm. But yes, nice to be in... nice to be in Little Towers for a week. An away game. as it were, for us.
Yeah, treat it like a home game, though, if we are Bernie. I'm assuming we are Bernie in the metaphor. Did we ever figure? Have we ever actually talked about that? Have we ever worked that out?
What that relates to?
Yeah,
whether
we Bernie in that situation?
I kind of view it as more like he's the not so much the weatherman, but it's like he observes what we've done,
right?
And then based on what he kicks, that's what he thinks.
Oh.
That's the quality of what he thinks the episode
is. It
was
like Groundhog Day, and they pull Bernie out of the tree trunk.
That's
and
it.
He just kicks a big one, and you go, oh, six more weeks of great podcasting.
That's it, and it is like Groundhog Day because it's like every week they've done it again.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it never falters.
I thought maybe it was possibly, like Voltron. Like me and your powers combine together to, instead of Voltron, it's like the podcasting version of Voltron, Bernie.
Yes.
This giant podcasting robot called Bernie.
I get into my car, you get into your helicopter, they both morph, they link up together, and they form Bernie.
Yeah. Is that, that's my recollection of what Voltron the cartoon was like, where they'd like, whatever the problem would be, they'd be like, oh, fuck, how are we going to do this? Oh, no, it's getting worse. Oh, what the fuck are we going to do? And then it's like, I know, the thing we do every single week, combine all of our powers, and that'll fuck all this shit right off.
That's
and
a good point.
Every week.
Yeah, it's that and Captain Planet and the Power Rangers are the three off the top of my head that are all the same.
Right.
All the same theory. They've all got powers.
Yep.
They can link up to create a superpower.
Mm.
And they don't whip that out until minute 25.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just go straight to fucking... Just get Captain Planet in there from the first minute.
Right.
What's he doing?
Yeah.
Just summon him. He doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah. Is that supposed to be a metaphor for teamwork for kids, I guess? I don't know. Or is it a metaphor for on your own, you're a fucking loser.
But
you
it's
can't
also
get jack shit done.
Well, if it's meant to be that metaphor, it's like, spend 24 minutes fucking around by yourself.
Yeah.
See how far you get.
Yeah.
Give it a crack. Waste everyone's time trying to do it by yourself, but inevitably you are gonna have to use other people.
Should I blame how I did in uni exams and stuff on Voltron and Captain Planet and stuff? Like,
right.
It taught me to fuck around until the last minute.
Yep.
And then pull out the Hail Mary.
Mm.
Except I couldn't. And then you just cheat off five other friends.
Or like when you're in uni and you have a group exercise and there's two people that just could not give a fuck.
Yep.
They're not coming to any of the meetings.
Mm.
And then invariably it just gets done by one person at the last minute anyway.
Right.
But that's not a combination where five people are morphing their powers together. That's just one person in the group getting the shits and going, I'll just fucking do this.
Right.
And then we'll have a group presentation to put together.
Right.
There's no Voltron in that metaphor.
There's
no
just
Captain
a head.
Planet. Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't need to be an arm. With a group presentation.
Exactly.
Really.
Yeah. There's just two stoners that just didn't even show up to present it. And then they just get a nice A because some nerd did all the fucking work for them.
Yeah.
But I am currently reclining on a couch. First time I've done that for Talking Dum Dum. Getting into the Talking Dum Dum spirit. This is a chat show.
Yes.
Where we talk about the events of the Little
Dum
Dum
podcast. Where the two hosts talk, interview each other.
Yes. Yeah. And we are announcing our first ever live show.
Oh yeah,
We're talking about Voltron and the Power Rangers, but we've got a big scoop here.
Yeah, we've buried the lead. Buried the lead. Fucking what's the lead? Like, because burying the lead is LEDE. What's a lead? Do you know what that
is? Is it LEDE? I thought it was. I always assumed it was LEAD.
I believe that's not correct.
Oh okay,
I'm looking it up right now.
I assumed it was. Yeah, you're burying the lead story.
Yeah, I don't...
In some other shit.
I don't believe that's true.
Yeah, opening with the weather. It's like there's been another terrorist attack in New York, and today we're going to open the news with the forecast for the next seven days in Melbourne.
Well, yeah. you could do that if you were a New York media and it's like, oh, there's been 7-11. But anyway, let's cut to the weather. Yeah, pretty dusty.
Yeah. A lot of fear out there today.
Yeah.
That's it. Is that almost too smart for the funny fellas? The bury the lead news bulletin.
Yeah.
Whereas it's like they open with the fucking dog on a skateboard.
Yeah.
And they work their way back to, you know, big celebrity death or.
Yeah, maybe. Well, here's this, burying the lead. A lead, LEDE, is the introductory section in journalism. And thus, to bury the lead refers to hiding the most important and relevant pieces of a story within other distracting information.
Okay.
Yeah, in journalism, the lead refers, to the introductory bit that's intended to entice the reader to read the full story.
Why have they invented their own word there? like their own spelling of the word, because bearing the lead story, that works
it's sort of
that makes this the exact same level of sense. These fucking journalists, they've gone, nah, we've got to have our own word.
Well, that's it. They deal with they're so sick of, like, you know, dealing with words every day. It's like, we're the guys that keep words alive. Let's why don't we have our own ones and just made their own up.
I reckon it's like someone on the auto queue just didn't know how to spell, and they've spelled it L-E-D-E, and then that's kind of gone around, and it's like that's official spelling now.
Yeah, I meant that.
Yeah, okay. I'm not bad at the auto queue job.
Yeah. So you're right. As of time of recording, hopefully, if this is the way you're finding out about, hopefully there are tickets left. But Brisbane, we have sold out our live podcast / stand-up show on August the 7th. Saturday afternoon at Lefty's.
Yep.
At 2:30 p.m. So what happens now is, if you got your tickets to the live Talking Dum Dum, that's at 5:30. What happens is we go from Lefty's to Good Chat Comedy Club, which I believe is directly over the road.
You come out the front door, you dodge traffic Frogger style. Mm. You play your little own real life version of Frogger. Yep. You hop on some logs. You jump on some crocodiles' heads.
You drink.
And then you're out there at Good Chat.
Well, it's probably a little bit like that, even with no cars on the road, because you've just been drinking at Lefty's for 3 hours. Mm-hmm. So you're coming out and going, whoa.
Yep.
I'm dodging the line in the middle of the road.
What do you think of Frogger?
As a game?
Yeah.
Oh, look, good memories.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fond memories.
Holds up, I got to say.
Really? Have you played it?
They haven't cancelled it in 2021.
Yeah,
I mean, it's timeless design. It's pretty classic, you know.
Yeah.
Just kind of infinite, gets harder and harder.
Yeah.
Simple to play.
Yeah.
Hard to get very good at.
Yeah, it's okay. I don't know. Look, this is your thing, video games. Not for me.
Yeah.
Not for me. I can't.
If there was a Frogger machine in front of you right now, set to free play, you don't think you'd get on and have a good time?
I reckon I'd last like a minute.
Yeah,
I've talked about this on the show before, but Championship Manager, my one weakness with video games.
Yep,
I haven't touched it for a while. I haven't touched it for months, just because I need to like I get it. I get the addictive nature of it of video games. So I've weaned myself off it, and I just haven't gone near it for ages.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm off it. I'm completely cold turkey.
Didn't you also, you went to go back in and it had, like, deleted your save or something like that? Or your past progress was gone?
I was about 30 seasons in and
that's the real headline here. You've buried the lead in this one.
No.
Because that is the biggest motivator to give up a game. No. Your whole save's gone and you're like, I actually fucking hate this game anyway.
No, but that's not the case, because then I was like, oh, this is fucked. I'll just start a new one 15 seasons in.
Yeah, right.
So
right.
It is sitting there about 15 seasons in.
Right.
Yeah. But Talking Dum Dum, get along to that. Look, come and we might have a guest or two on it as well.
Yep.
And it's only $15, so it's basically designed so if you want to kick on after the live podcast, because it finishes so early, it finishes at 5 o'clock. We'll be having a beer over the road and doing another little additional little show.
Much like actual kick-ons when you've been out at night or you've been at a party or whatever where you just, it's 4 a.m., nothing of value is being uttered.
Yeah.
You can do that. You can sit across the road and listen to us read names.
Yes. Yes. Bring that forward.
Pretty, debut live show. Pretty nervous to be up there in front of a crowd, to be honest. We've never done that before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the other boys in Little Dum Dum Club, obviously, well versed in these live shows, but in terms of us on Talking Dum Dum.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they'll have done their show across the street.
Yeah.
So we'll be at Good Chat ready to go.
Yeah.
We'll have been listening in. We'll have the gig piped in and we'll be commenting on what they've just done over there on the stage. And hopefully they don't go too long so that the beginning of our live show is delayed.
Yeah. is there a way that if they go long, should we start anyway? Should we start without?
Well, maybe we could send out our sacrificial lamb. Is that the term?
Yes.
We could send out.
I can't tell you how they spell that. That might be L-E-B-M.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could send out a Talking Gibbo. We could send out the Talking Gibbo boys to just kind of be our opening act and kill some time done.
Should we crack open Talking Gibbo this week? It's a very, very small update.
Mm-hmm.
Talking Gibbo, of course, the show within the show within the show. That's about updates on our fascination for Belle Gibson, renowned cancer defeater.
Famous cancer grifter, Belle Gibson.
Yes, love it. So she has been, I mean, she lives in Melbourne. So this is the thing. We've had updates from listeners and stuff like that. I'd love to know where she lives. You know, look, the goal is I'd love to know. Love to get her on the show.
I'm some guy messaged us saying he lives next door to her.
No.
Yeah.
What?
On Twitter. Some guy DM'd us on Twitter saying
I didn't
she's
see
his
that.
Neighbor or she's his mate's neighbor or something.
Oh, fuck. All right. Well, I'm opening Twitter. You must have.
So that's a big. So that's an update.
All right. Well,
so because yes. I was going to say it. I mean, this guy notwithstanding, because this is just a random messaging us. It would be fascinating to try and work out how many degrees of separation there are between us and Belle Gibson.
Right. Yes.
Well, I mean, we've got that friend of my girlfriend who's friends with one of the influencers who outed her. So that's like, I think that's like four links.
There we go.
Could we get
right.
closer?
Right.
You found it?
Yep. They've said, hey, listening to Talking Gibbo, my friend lives next door to her. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm asking.
You're asking for the exact, what's your, don't ask what Belle's address is.
Yeah.
Ask what's your friend's address. Well, and then we'll go and knock on the doors either side.
What suburb?
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So we also got messaged a fair few times in the last couple of weeks about there's like a doco on BBC Three yes. about it. Have you watched that before?
Haven't been able to. But look, I've read the book, so I think it's all covered by that. But what I was going to say is beyond that, she's been spotted by who do you reckon spotted her online?
What, a listener of this?
No.
Or someone we know?
Media.
Oh, media.
News media.
Oh, Nui Tokoua.
No.
She's headlining the big day out next year.
No. Yeah, she's headlining the cancer tent. No, the Daily Mail have tracked
okay,
it down.
Okay, yeah, of course.
Tracked it down. Either that or someone else has tracked it down and they've just stolen it.
Yes.
Which is what they usually
do. She's spoken on a podcast and they've reported it as
disgraced news. Wellness blogger's been caught by disgraced news media outlet, the Daily Mail.
Yep. Now that's Voltron. That's disgraced Voltron.
Yeah. She's been spotted dropping off her kids. I do love the reporting that they do, a bit of, you know, dropping off her kids despite the fact she has to pay $500,000 in fines. It's like, I guess you shouldn't drop off your kids until that's done.
Yeah.
But
the petrol to school is eating into that fund that she's got to pay back?
Let me say this. I think she should get back on the fake cancer because it was, it was keeping her looking all right. She needs to, she might need to, have a fake relapse, I reckon.
This is,
get herself back in shape.
This is Perez Hilton commenting on Belle Gibson.
Hey, honey,
get back on the fake cancer.
Hey, I don't do it. I wouldn't do it with a good person.
Yeah, true. It's hard to imagine anyone getting too defensive of this.
Yeah, so anyway, look, she might be due a bit of fake chemo, I reckon.
Yep.
I reckon. Get the kegs down, I reckon, Belle. But anyway, that's up to you.
What do you reckon she's put on since you last saw pictures of her?
Oh, well, there'd be easy 5 to 10.
Okay.
Surely.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, I'm saying this as an alert to you to keep fit because you've got the cookbook of hers.
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, look, maybe she hasn't been cooking from that cookbook.
Well, it must be all that African food. It must be pretty fatty.
right. Okay. Yeah.
She's loading up on that spongy bread and a lot of curries and stuff. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, so what you're saying is you're blaming the Africans on this.
For this one?
Yeah.
For only this one.
Right.
I'm blaming the Africans.
Right, okay. Yep. Okay.
Based on the evidence available to me.
All right.
Specifically the Africans that are cooking the food that she eats.
Right.
I think. And look, also, I'm
so
not...
So you think she's going to church to eat?
I can't see these photos.
You think she's going to church to eat? Is that you? Is
yeah.
The church is now a buffet.
Communion.
Right.
The African church communion is just a full curry that you have to get
stuck
into.
Is a bit of buffalo.
Yes. Right. I can't see these photos that you're looking at on the Daily Mail. So,
Yeah, no, it's pretty good over here.
Yeah.
You've
deliberately you're deliberately withholding.
Well,
from
I don't want you to look at it and then go, nah, she looks good.
It's I'd like, still no. fuck yeah. her. Okay. So I think I'm going to try and watch the doco. Quite a few people have sent it to us now. Is this a recent thing?
It's a BBC Three. It's a brand new thing.
It's brand new, right? I couldn't tell if it was something that people were sending us five years ago or something.
No. So that's Talking Gibbo. Other update. So update on what we've been talking about the last couple of weeks and during this episode as well. The big comeback from Kay Chandler, Hall of Famer, Team of the Century era. Dalesford Soccer Club. What's happened is, since we spoke on the main episode, I've got the call. Mm-hmm. Got the call up. Not only have I got the call
the
up.
The red phone started ringing.
Yes. Yep. The comeback phone. Mm-hmm. The comeback line.
Yep.
Started going off. Not only did I get hit up because I was sort of aiming for like in 2 weeks' time or whatever, mm-hmm. they hit me up on the Saturday night just after we recorded this.
We recorded, yes, Saturday afternoon at Little's house. Yes. Yep.
Little brought out the beers. I started having some of them. Mm-hmm. Then I get the message. Yeah, actually, we're short tomorrow. Do you want to come up and play?
Oh.
I was like, absolutely not.
Wow.
I need some more training. And wow. And also, I was having beers that night, so I was like, no, I can't do it.
Okay.
I've got to give myself time.
Yep.
And I've got to give the heads up to the show.
Yep.
As well. So yep. That's it. So they lock me in for the week after.
So we're recording this on Tuesday.
Yes.
This is out on Wednesday. We're recording this weekend.
We're recording this on July 6th. Mm-hmm. So the match is July 11th, Sunday.
This weekend coming. Yes.
If you're listening to it hot off the presses. 1 o'clock kickoff, Daylesford Soccer Club, mm-hmm. home game, yep. home advantage,
yep.
which isn't that much of a great advantage because this pitch is not great,
yep.
and the pitch they were playing on last week would have been fucking awesome, but mm-hmm. anyway. North United, that's who we're playing.
Yep.
I don't know if the one-armed man is still there,
mm-hmm.
is still playing. I don't know if he might be making his 20-year comeback as well.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
Yep.
Or he might be out there still, you know, killing fucking Richard Thimble's wife, or whatever the fuck that cunt's name was.
I got a good nickname for you if you're
Fugitive?
Saying Pokey.
Oh.
The one armed bandit.
Oh, there we go.
Hey, Pokey.
Right.
Not bad.
Yeah,
not
yeah, bad. Yeah. I push him and try and tilt him, get him to pay out or something.
Here she is, the Queen of the Nile.
Oh. All right. Well, good. Because you need a bit of trash talk on the field.
Exactly.
So I'm prepared. Just in case a man from 20 years ago is still playing.
Yep.
So in case he's not only disadvantaged in terms of having one arm, but now he's 20 years on.
Yes.
So he's probably, I think he was older than, he was well older than me when we played. So he's probably a 50-year-old one-arm man.
And you'd have to assume he's sorted out the balance issues in that time.
Well, so can you ever really do that?
A lot of time to practice.
I don't know. Like, just because you've got 20 years up your sleeve, not sleeves, but sleeve.
Yep.
I don't know.
What if that's the arm that he lost? Was the sleeve that he kept things up? Now he's got nowhere to stash.
Well, you know what? In the last 2 weeks, I've seen two different people, and I've never noticed this happen before. I don't know if it's a trend with one arm people. I've seen two one arm people in the last 2 weeks going around with just the loose sleeve flapping around.
Oh yeah. Loose. Yep.
Usually they do a bit of, you know, tying it back and whatever. They're just walking around with that. Going where I'm having to go, wow, that's a floppy arm. No, actually, wow, that's a one-arm person who's just letting it all hang out.
Could be that they've just bought the top at Uniqlo or something. It really spoke to them and they haven't had the chance to get it modded yet.
Freshy.
I guess would you do that? You'd have to just...
What would you do with one arm?
What would I do with one arm? with clothing.
That'd be good if you did that with one leg. Would you do that with one leg? Just keep the flapping, other. I was going to call it leg sleeve.
Well,
half of the pants just flapping around.
No, well, I've got to get a prosthetic. Right. You're not seeing me walking around with one leg.
Do you?
hopping everywhere.
Well, you do with crutches. You'd have crutches.
You have crutches. Yeah. That, I mean, maybe if it's like a. When it's very, very recent.
But
I would imagine the prosthetic leg is more common than the prosthetic arm.
Yes.
But for me personally, if I lost an arm, yeah, I think I would get I'd find a good tailor and I'd say, you're going to be doing a lot of work with me. Mm. Here's my entire wardrobe.
Right.
I need you to take all the arms off
and just
close them over.
Right.
So
you wouldn't give people the fantasy. Like if you were on a date, you wouldn't just... have the flapping arm there. So for at least half.
I was on a date?
Yeah.
What?
If you were like, you know, if you were single again.
If this all goes south.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you lose
that's
your arm.
That's how I lose the arm.
Yeah.
Like our girlfriend chops it off I'm out. This is a deal breaker for me.
Or either that or the other way around. You lose your arm and your girlfriend goes, come on. I didn't start going out with one arm man. This is, you're reneging on the deal.
Yep.
I'm in for all limbs or I'm out.
That left arm was my favourite thing about you.
Yeah.
In fact, it was the only good thing about
you.
Well,
you know, that, I'm was, out. The, that was the arm that, you know, that did the magic.
Yeah. Yep. You don't need to
see. Without it, you know, it did all the magic in everywhere. Like, it's your good arm.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you can't even use it on yourself.
Yeah.
You're going, love, come over here. You've got to, you know, this, I'm on my wrong arm here. Yeah. I can't do anything. I can't figure out how
I'm going to rehab and they're teaching me how to like pick things up and I'm like, yeah. Can you teach me how to finger with this hand, please? Is there like a dummy that I could practice
yes,
on?
Yes. Girlfriend goes, I'm out of here. This is no good. So you're having to start again.
All right. So then your question is, I'm on a date.
Yes.
Am I just going in
with
a loose
flappy sleeve?
Or as opposed to what? I'm getting it sealed up.
You seal it up like you're some sort of veteran.
Yeah.
You know, all pegged up right at the top of the shoulder.
Yeah, no, I'm going the full seal.
Right. Okay.
I'm going in with the full seal.
You're going in with medals hanging off your lapel as well.
Yeah. No, I'm stealing valor while I'm doing this as well. Yeah.
And you're trying to and you're making up a war that you
opening with the fact that I was a 9/11 first responder.
Right. A building. Yeah. The other building fell on your arm.
Yes. Right. That's okay. How I lost it.
Right.
I got trapped. My arm got trapped under the second tower.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's good.
So.
And you want a medal for that somehow?
Yeah. No, I don't think I'd want the flappy sleeve. Right. I think it would annoy me too much. But you know, I think that'd be a fun little project. You know,
it's
you take your clothes
look.
Into a tailor and you just get them you get them sealed up. You know, it wouldn't feel as much like you're you know, you wouldn't feel like, you know, you're missing something as much, I think.
I'd like to think just because I saw two people doing this and I've really never seen it happen before. I'm just wondering maybe if they had tank tops, it gets hot in the summer. They just like invent a new sleeve on their tank top. Just have that flapping around.
Well, you don't even need one hole
very
of the tank top.
One.
You can just have it. You can just have that side sealed over.
Right. Oh yeah.
Not as good for ventilation.
No.
But
yeah, that's an interesting. Any one-armed people out there? Let us know what it's like.
Yeah.
What sort of life are you living with? Like clothes-wise, what sort of decisions do you have to make?
Oh man, and any like amputation style thing,
freaks
the living hell out of me.
Right.
It's up there as like top fears.
What, in terms of the concept of it or you seeing people with amputated limbs?
Oh yeah, just having to see it.
Oh really?
No. Like, you know, being in a fucking car accident or whatever and you survive, but it's like the legs gotta come off. That style of thing.
I've said this on the show before, but I saw it this morning. Dead animals on the street.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, freaks me out.
Yep.
Dead animals. You accidentally see something and you go, oh!
Especially, like, fuck, I can't remember where I was. I've blocked it out, but it was, like, in the city. It was just me going about my day and I saw, like, a dead possum in the city. When you're out, if you're, like, driving into the country, you sort of accept that that's part of the deal. You're driving along the highway, you're going to see some roadkill.
Yep.
Think you're a bit more mentally braced for it.
Yes.
But just seeing this dead possum in the gutter in the CBD, it was like,
that's out of place.
This isn't part of the deal.
Yeah.
Someone should have come and fucking gotten rid of this.
If you'd seen a dead accountant, fine.
Yes.
You're ready for that stuff
exactly.
In the gutter.
Yeah.
But not a possum.
No.
That's you made it all the way to the big city and just couldn't survive.
Yeah, it's true.
Like me when I was 17, you know.
Dead in a gutter.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, just first day out of Maribor, he couldn't make it.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to try and watch that doco. I hope I can watch it easily enough. My VPN just expired.
Yes, and to confirm, soccer re-debut.
Oh, yes, of course.
So I've been told.
This weekend.
I'll be on the bench, I think, in the reserves.
Yep.
Early kickoff, 1 p.m. kickoff at Dalesford. Soccer ground, whatever it is.
So you need to get in there and you need to manufacture a way of getting yourself actually on the field. Go down there with some laxatives and slip them into the drinks of some of the people on the team.
I'm fine coming off the bench.
Okay.
I'm fine. I've just done a training session then and I didn't walk out of it going, get me in, coach.
Okay, all right.
I should be starting this thing.
Yep, yep.
It's going to be... I'm running around with the ball every day. I'll be getting closer, but at this point, as of recording Tuesday morning, I wouldn't be saying put money on me being red hot on Sunday.
Okay, and Sportsbet do have this one up.
Yes,
you can bet on the hottest 100.
There is a,
and now you can bet on Tando
open mic
soccer for a podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So anyway, I'm trying. I'm trying to hook in some friends to practice with me later in the week.
Yep.
Give me a bit of some form of match practice, but we'll see. We'll see how that's going to go.
All right. Yep. Exciting stuff. Well, I guess we've got to get into the most important, that's all well and good, this soccer match, but what people are really here to hear. That's kind of, we're sort of encroaching on the territory of the little dum-dum club there. Sorry to those boys by stealing their content.
I guess in hindsight, what I'm thinking of, you know, I remember being very confident back in the day playing, but 20 years later, you know, I'm sort of sitting there thinking, well, a lot's changed. I might be playing against people with two arms.
Yes.
So all of a sudden it's a little bit, you know, things really progress in 20 years.
Yeah.
You start playing people with all of their facilities.
Yep.
Faculties.
It's 2021.
Yeah.
Two-armed people complain.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, yes, we have to get into this. You can support the show on Patreon, patreon.com/littledumdumclub, and you can get yourself a bonus episode, two bonus episodes, I should say, every week with special guests, and they've been a lot of fun. So get on and check that out. And most importantly, if you head to patreon.com/littledumdumclub and put in some money, you go into the draw to have your name read out on Talking Dum Dum via the unplanned title alternator.
Absolutely.
Which spits out a different number of names every week.
That's it.
Completely at random to keep things fair in here.
That's it. It has made the move over here. You told me before the show the Bell Gibson cookbook has not made the move yet.
No.
You've got a million comic books here,
mm-hmm.
but somehow that's all more important than the cure to cancer.
Exactly.
Which is, you're coming off as pretty cocky at the moment.
Yep.
That the cancer's gone away forever and don't need...
it's double jeopardy rules.
Right.
Oh, can't
right.
go away for the same crime twice.
Right. Okay.
That would be great. Right. You get it again and you just say to the doctor,
yeah.
there must be some mistake.
Yeah.
Check my records. I think you'll find I've had it when I was 10 years old.
Yeah.
It's
double jeopardy. Then he's like, no, this is the jeopardy. What is a dumb cunt that thinks they can't get cancer again? What is Tommy Dasso?
Oh, no, I've been holding my mobile phone against my balls. Yeah, I've had the microwave door open.
You've been bumming a microwave.
Yep.
What you have moved over here is the unplanned title alternate, which is very handy.
Yep.
But that does. I would like to see what's left in the Masturbatorium 1.0, if that's still there. Mm-hmm. What else is still left there?
Yeah, so there's like maybe three boxes of books and stuff. There's my drum kit and my microwave.
Oh.
And that's it.
Right.
So I gotta go over and do a last
little
trip.
So that cancels the Bell Gibson cookbook is over there, but the microwave's not here either, meaning you can't get cancer from that.
Yes.
So you don't need the...
If they're both in the same house, they kind of negate each other. Yeah.
Right. So, okay, that's smart.
Yeah.
That's smart.
I'm just trying to look out for the next person to live in that apartment.
Right. Okay, well, let's kick this thing off. Let's read out some names. Thank you to everyone who contributes to patreon.com/littledumdumclub. Keeps the lights on in here. Keeps the microwave at Tommy's second house.
Yep.
What
if I just never gave notice?
Yeah.
Just hang on to it.
That's my holiday house.
Yep.
2 kilometers away. It's got a pool.
Yep.
It's not the dumbest idea in the world.
It's not the worst idea in the world.
Yeah.
My summer house.
I moved, you know, you can move in there for when comedy festival's on because it's a little bit closer to the city.
Well, friend of the show, Marty Sheargold, his actual house is a bit out of the city and he's doing Triple M radio now.
Yes.
And he's rented an apartment in the CBD
to
be closer to that radio job.
Yeah.
So I just do the same thing for the podcast.
Yes.
It's closer to Carl's house.
Yep.
I can go swimming after we record.
Yes.
Makes a lot of sense to just be paying two lots of rent.
Yeah. Yeah, 2 kilometers closer to the city where we do live podcasts probably about 7 times a year.
Yeah. I think it is. It's not far off being just basically the same distance from the city as my current house.
Yeah, you're probably right, actually. all right, let's crack on. Thank you very much to everyone who subscribes, particularly this week, to these people that have never had their names read out, probably. Thank you very much to Patreon subscriber Luke Edwards. What's your initial vibe off this guy?
Two first names.
Yeah.
Never great.
Well, is it? How many people have you ever met with the first name Edwards?
Edwards Scissorhands.
That is a good first name, actually. Yep. Refreshing first names by making them plural is quite good.
Well, you know, if you had multiple of them, so like in the way that you say like attorneys general.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well... Yeah, I mean, can you, like for people that identify as them, can you now go the next level and just make multiple of your own first name?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you do that? I think that would be cool.
Mm.
Yeah.
So what you're saying, you decide that, or you realize that you've been non-binary for your whole life and you don't want to
have
the he, him pronoun. So then it's like your name is Carl's.
No.
It's they/Carl's.
I think there's too much thought put into that. I think it's more someone hearing about people identifying as them and just not understanding it,
not
completely,
quite getting it,
and then going, "Oh, so we can just be plural now?" Okay,
right.
All right. Well, I want to be very 2021. I'll be.
I'm Tommy's.
My name's Edwards.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I identify as them.
Yeah.
And I identify as multiple people same name.
It's funny to imagine, because there's plenty of like boomers out there who don't get the non-binary and the pronoun thing and like, oh, I don't fucking understand this. But then the next step being, but I want to get in on it.
Yes.
So it's like, I've got no idea how it works.
Yes.
But not even in a negative way. I'm going along with it.
Yes.
In fact, I'm one of them, whatever that is.
Yes, exactly.
That I'm not bothering to educate myself on, but I'm right in there.
One of these people that, you know, is trying the dance moves for their grandkids or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, oh, I can do the... Well, I can't even remember the name.
The dab.
Yeah, doing the dab now.
Bit of these ones.
Yeah. Doing a dab, and now I'm identifying as them. Just so the grandkids think I'm cool.
The idea that they're linked. I dabbed, and now I'm non-binary. that would be great. Just some old person on Instagram, and in their bio, it's like, you know, he/what.
Mm.
Just not.
Yes.
I want to be referred to as a what.
Yeah.
I'm confused about what gender I am, and I want everyone else to be confused about what gender I am, and I want them to vocalize that confusion.
Yes.
So it's not they, them, it's what.
Yep.
What slash who.
Yes. What slash the fuck. Yeah. Edwards.
What am I?
Yeah.
Great question. Your guess is as good as mine. Edwards.
Edwards. Yeah. Multiple Edward.
I hope Luke is actually non-binary. That would be a beautiful bit.
I hope he's accidentally spelled his name wrong. His name's actually Luke's Edwards.
Yes. Luke's Edward.
Luke's Edwards.
Luke apostrophe S is Edwards.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What if you did that? You're them. You identify as a multiple, and then you fuck it up even badly, even worse by having like a apostrophe in there that doesn't need to be there.
Right.
You know, all those people where they just whack it in there just in case. It's like, no, you don't need it when it's just a multiple of a noun.
Yes.
So I'm identifying, so my name's Edwards, and then you've got the apostrophe in there. It's like, you couldn't have fucked this harder.
That would be great. That would be a great way of pranking your kid. On the birth certificate, you put the apostrophe in there.
Yeah.
It's just in the wrong spot.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
For the rest of their life, they're
But people do have that.
Actually.
People do have that. There might even be a listener out there that's had their name misspelt on their birth certificate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's people out there that have some real... Dads that are too dumb to pull out or spell a name.
Yes.
Yes. Yep,
exactly. They go hand in hand.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Lukes.
Thanks, Lukes. Edwardsies. Thank you very much to Patreon subscriber Laura Potts.
Ah, the Pots and Pans.
Yeah, on the Laura on the Pots and Pans.
Mm-hmm.
What do you get? What sort of imagery do you get with a name like Laura Potts?
Well, I've met Laura Potts.
Oh, do you know Laura Potts? Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, well, don't spoil it for me.
Yeah.
Because my initial thought is someone shorter, maybe with a bob haircut. That's what Laura Potts says.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not too far off.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know Laura Potts?
I've met her. She came up to me when I was at a gig, and it was before the gig, and I was eating dinner by myself.
Right.
And she came over and started bullying me about wearing an Apple Watch.
Oh, right.
And she's like, oh, you're trying to look cool. I'm like, I'm just trying to read the time, honestly. And then that interaction kind of went around in circles for a bit, and then I think she was having a crack at me for eating by myself, and I was like, yeah, it's before the gig. I've just come here early to get some dinner.
Okay.
Before the gig. And then she was going in to see... This was at a venue that had like comedy in one room and then a band in another room.
Right.
So she's like, oh, I'm a listener of the pod. And I'm like, oh, were you here to see the comedy? And she's like, no, I'm here to see the Smith Street Band who are in the next room.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, cool.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So, and then she stuck in my head because now every time she comes to live shows, she'll make a point of coming up to me and going, yeah, how's your fucking cool Apple Watch going? So now you can see why she seared in my memory.
Right. So she's your high school bully these days.
A short girl with a bob and a bad fucking attitude.
Right.
You got two out of three.
Right, okay. Well, next time Next time, I'll look after you. You tell me when she's at a live show, and I'll cut her off at the pass.
I don't know if I'd say short. She'd kind of, I guess she'd be average height, okay. I suppose. Okay. Yeah.
All right. And bob haircut?
No.
I've got this
maybe.
All wrong.
Maybe.
Just, that's what that name says to me.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, I can afford to have this fanciful idea of what it sounds like, whereas you're traumatized.
I can't remember. Yeah, I can't remember if I'm actually remembering seeing a bob haircut or if the strength of the name is doing so much to implant
It's hard for you to think because your chest got all tightened and you're sweating quite a lot.
Yeah. It's taking me back there. Yeah. I'm currently in the fetal position, rocking back and forth.
Yes.
But so. I'll tell you what's not on my wrist.
What? Oh! She's done it.
It's worked.
Really?
No.
No.
It's just fucking always out of battery because it's an Apple product that I've had for like 5 years now. So it's really handy for a watch to get about 2 hours of charge out of it. It's really good for going about your day. Really, really handy stuff.
Right, okay. Yeah. That's good.
I've had to turn off basically all the functionality of it to even get that much battery out of it. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yep. That's a good ad.
Yeah.
For the old Apple Watch.
Well, it's a good ad for fucking buying every new one that comes out so that you can,
use it.
If you want to be in the Apple ecosystem, you've got to be prepared to be. You've got to be watching those press conferences with an eagle eye because you know you're going to have to buy all that stuff because the stuff that you have is about to be completely fucked by a new software update.
You got to get ready to say how high.
Yes. Yes. Yes, please.
Yes.
Please, can I have this new iPad?
Yeah.
No, don't update the iOS on my old one. Yeah. Now it's not running properly.
Did you see that they did? We talked about Apple months ago and they actually did what we predicted.
I reckon that chat might have been pre-pandemic.
The old, like, colored back, the original kind of...
That we had at school, like I think anyone of my age,
the coloured IMAX,
the big round back one,
they
brought them back,
yeah,
pretty recently.
The first computer I ever bought myself.
Mm. What colour? You would have gone with blue, I reckon. Pretty standard stuff.
Mm.
Play it safe.
Did I have blue? I think I might have.
You're not getting out there with an orange back.
I didn't get the orange.
What could you get? You get blue. I think blue was like kind of the standard one. Blue, purple, orange.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
I feel like this is the exact conversation we had.
I think
when we were talking about it.
I think I got blue because the other thing was I bought it in Ballarat from some small store where they didn't have the whole range.
They're not lashing out.
They didn't have the whole range.
But blue's good. Blue's pretty tasteful. You know, kind of blends in.
Purple was a bit strong. I was trying to think.
Purple, orange. They're too like. Yeah. You've got to really be someone who's like, I love that color. And everything else on my desk is that color.
And it was like, it was portable, but...
Yeah, it had the big handle on it.
But you didn't really want to make it portable. Like,
no.
It was fucking pretty heavy.
Yeah.
Like, where are you bringing it?
Well, it's nice to have the option, I think was their thinking.
Because
it was all in, it was just that and then the keyboard and mouse.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So it wasn't like a screen and a unit. So
no.
I guess they're thinking if people want to, it is pretty easy to...
Yes.
You're not having to chuck, you know...
Yeah,
four separate things in the car.
It was amazing. It was amazing to have.
But they're back. They're back, baby.
Yeah.
Proof that Tim Cook listens to this every week.
Yes. And look, proof that Steve Jobs maybe should have listened to this every week and got a copy of The Whole Pantry by Bell Gibson.
Tell you what, a good eggplant parmigiana with cauliflower cheese
would
have sorted that right out.
Exactly. Exactly.
I swear I've told this before, but I was in LA the day Steve Jobs died.
Mm.
I think I landed the day he died.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day I was in a mall and there was a big Apple store there and like all these people had left tributes out the front.
And they brought out like, the new iMac with black.
Yep. Yeah, all of them just, all the colours changed on them.
Great.
It's like software update. But people had left flowers and pictures and stuff out the front of the Apple store. It was like a pretty huge tribute.
Yep.
And I was there near the end of the day as the stores were closing up. And I just saw this janitor come across with a huge broom and just wipe all the shit out. Just like comically. It's like, where are you? Where's this all going?
Right.
Like, where are you? Where are you brushing these flowers and framed pictures to?
Classic Apple. You know, so tomorrow there's a new update of new flowers. You have to come back and bring
new
flowers.
Yeah, that's it. These flowers are obsolete.
Yeah.
They're already dead.
Classic them. They're wilting. They're running out of battery. You gotta get the new one.
Yep, that's exactly it. Well, thanks, Potsy.
Thanks, Potto.
Pots Point.
Thanks, Pozzarelli. Thank you very much too, Patreon subscriber. Yeah, there's a lot going on with this one. Thank you very much too, Raymond. R-A-I-M-U-N-D.
Fuck me.
Raymond. Dyke.
Okay.
D-Y-K-E.
Okay.
Raymond Dyke. Tommy?
I mean, this is brutal.
Yeah.
In another world, Raymond is spelt how you'd expect.
Yeah.
And Dyke isn't spelt how you'd expect. So yes. There'd be no expectation of us.
Mm.
We could, let's talk about Everybody Loves Raymond for 10 minutes. There right. you go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But in this world,
everybody hates Raymond's spelling of his name.
Yeah, everyone
and
hates
also,
Raymond.
Yeah. Also, I feel like we could turn the mics off and do it 10 minutes easy on this thing.
Oh,
if
this was just at the pub, if we were like, you know, there was like a pool competition leaderboard.
Yeah.
And we saw this one on there. That'd be the night done.
Yeah.
You'd be set.
But we don't want to get cancelled, you know, like, you know, the we don't want our podcasting license taken away from us.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want big podcasting to come along and just squash us like a bug.
Especially after the main ep where we were both so well behaved.
Yeah.
It'd be a shame for this to be the thing to bring us down.
I don't want them like deregistering me from the Ballarat and Association District Soccer Society this weekend.
Well, so dykes are like they're the thing that you use for
sex if you're another lesbian.
That's what I was looking for. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
No, the they use them for flooding. Are they the big like?
No, it's like a wall.
A big wall. Yeah. That's what it is, right?
Yes.
So I remember being in New York and I went to a taping of Letterman.
Oh, hang on. I thought this was going to be another LA story where I saw this big lesbian die.
I was at big tribute out the front of Bunnings.
There we go. There we go.
No, I went to see a taping of Letterman, you know, and you've done that. And you go in and you go, the great man. Mm. Got to make this pilgrimage.
Yep.
Working comedy.
Yep.
Who is there that does comedy that doesn't think of Letterman as something of an idol?
In that generation, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So go in and I think, oh, fuck, I'm so excited. You know, see how it's, you know, see how it's all done. See the great man operating.
Yep.
And he comes out for his monologue and there'd been a lot of storms and I believe flooding in New York at the time.
Yeah.
And he goes, there's been hang on.
Right.
don't beat me and
okay.
him.
Okay.
So he comes out and he's like, yeah, a lot of flooding in New York at the moment. And there's been a lot of talk about how we need to get the dikes.
Yep.
They need to get the dikes in to stop the flooding.
Yeah.
And all I'm hearing is people say that we need to put the dikes in into New York to stop this flooding.
Yes, Dave.
We need to bring...
Yes, I'm Paul Schaefer.
I'm hearing it everywhere.
I'm Paul Schaefer in this situation. Yeah, Dave.
Paul, I'm hearing it everywhere.
Yeah,
we need to put the dikes,
dikes
into
Dave.
New York. And,
yeah.
And, you know, and I'm here saying,
yeah.
Well, don't worry about that. We've got dikes in New York.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Anyway, I watched the show back on the telecast that night.
Yep.
That monologue joke didn't make the cut. But I think I've underplayed the run-up that he took to that one. And you go in and you go, the great man.
Yeah.
And then you're watching that and it's like,
yeah.
Woof.
It's and also, just as a joke, it's like, oh, plenty of dykes in New York. And it's like, is New York renowned for that?
I mean, it's a big city with a big population, statistically,
New York.
Sure.
New York, the big gay apple, you know. New York, the town's so nice,
you
gay
lick
ladies
pussy twice.
Licked them out twice, licked each other out twice. Very weird sort of a, idea to think of New York as any different
but
from
I
any
think
other
going
town.
To a taping like that of someone
San
that
Francisco,
you,
maybe.
Yeah.
But New York, I don't know.
Well, he can only work with the location that he's in, you know.
Yeah, okay.
But it really was a, it's that thing that's like, it's good to see, you know, someone that you really think is great.
Yeah.
You know, and watch a recording of that and you sort of realize that it's, you know, it's the fish that John West reject. You know what I mean? It's the stuff that doesn't make the cut.
Yes.
That makes him as good as the stuff that does make the cut.
Well, look, to be fair, it's a bit like there are stories about Letterman's treatment of his writers and staff and whatever, and you read interviews with his writers, and he never came and saw us, he never spoke to us. I worked there for 3 years, never talked to him.
Yep.
Well, to be fair, if they're writing gags like that, maybe it's, you know, not worth a trip down to the writer's office.
I almost get the impression that it's maybe the other way around.
Oh yeah,
that's a Dave original.
Right.
One wasn't on the auto cue. Okay. That was just him. Yeah. That was him doing a bit of a riff up the very top.
Yeah, yeah.
The writers in the writer's room going, "Can't please."
Yeah. I'd be surprised. I think he's not putting too much effort in terms of written jokes at that time.
Yeah. This was pretty this was sort of near the end of his tenure, I guess.
Yeah.
Relatively so.
Yeah.
But thanks Raymond Dyke.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks very much. Raimondo Dykey.
Mhm.
Finally, you know, I feel like it'd be a miss for us not to guess his nickname. Do you reckon what would he have copped?
Oh.
A lot of people just finding out and going, "Can I put my finger in you?" Surely.
Yep.
Because, you know, the old story, the boy with his finger in the dike.
Yep, yep, yep.
So surely there's a lot of that.
I mean, that's a big risk, though. If you do that and they haven't heard that old story, it's like, what?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And especially it's like, how many times have you had a little boy finger you?
Yeah, and what, this is meant to be a nickname? Can I finger you?
Yeah, yeah. old baby finger.
Yep.
Yeah, Dykey.
Ray. Big Ray.
Thanks, Raybo. Thank you very much to Patreon subscriber Belinda Drew.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Belinda Drew.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like you. You draw and then once that moment's gone.
Once it's done,
you
guess what?
You've drawn.
Tommy Drew.
Tommy Drawn. Tommy Drew.
Tommy Drew.
Okay. Yeah.
No, because I would say I drew that. I wouldn't go, "I drawn that."
Yeah, but I'm trying to say, think of what I would say.
You could still say Tommy drew that.
Tommy drew that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I could. Yeah. Tommy drew. Could you?
Has drawn this.
That is a good note. Like if you were to just go on full time with your cartoons and stuff, I mean, that is a good last name. Is there a cartoonist with the last name Drew? I mean, Nancy Drew really fucked that up from being a fucking meddling
What's
character.
What's the artist with the best surname for what they do? And it can't be they've changed their name. You know what I mean?
Right.
So someone with the surname Painter and then they're a famous painter, for example.
Yeah.
Are there any examples of that in the world? Like a musician that's, you know, got the last name, you know, like Tempo or something like that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah,
there must be
people will know.
There must be. Yeah, that'd be a good. That's a good list.
But that's the thing. Sometimes when you see those names, you go, "Okay, Tommy Drew, and he's a cartoonist."
Mm.
Did you change your name, or did you your whole life just get beat down by people going, "You should draw with a name like that"?
Yeah.
Like, fucking okay.
That's a good interview series.
Yeah.
You just track down people, and it's like,
you
know, what was it? This is nature versus nurture.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Were you beaten into that by your name, or did you genuinely have an aptitude for it before you got into it?
I'm professionally. Sorry if I'm a tiny bit distracted while I'm talking to you, Tommy, but what's happening at the moment is our webmaster is transferring our website over.
Okay.
And I'm getting a lot of messages where he's doing it for us. But it's all the information is going to me, and it's just literally I'm getting emails from the new servers going,
"Oh, right.
Oh, just give us the pin from this," and then an email from him or a text from him going, "Can you give us the pin from this?"
Right.
And I'm just the middleman between the server
and our
webmaster.
Right.
Who's Joel, who lives up in...
Cairns, doesn't he?
Yes, that way. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I met him when I was up there.
Yep.
Lovely young man who's very nice to be. If you go to our website, he did all that for us.
He built it, yep.
Yeah. We sort of update it. But he was very nice enough to listen to the show and offer his services.
Yep.
And we've said thank you.
Yep. And then now he's transferring us across to another server. Because he got sick of hosting us.
Yes, absolutely.
He emailed us. He's like, "How would you boys feel if I shut this down?"
Yeah.
And we're like, neither of us know enough about how all that really works to be like, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing or not.
Yeah.
You tell us whatever's easiest.
Yes, we don't know the answer to anything. So you tell us the answer and then we'll agree with it because there's no other option.
Yeah.
Yeah, but hey, look, go and check out our website. Go and see his fine work over there. That's where you find all the merch and tickets and whatever. Yeah, go and see what's left in the merch at the moment.
Mm. But Belinda Drew, yes. Belinda Webmaster, as she'd be known if she was doing this job for us.
Yes. Belinda, well, Belinda Drew, she used to be known at the time, but now it's Belinda Drew.
Belinda.
But Tommy Drew, that'd be a great name for you if you were doing.
Tommy,
you
know, Drew.
Yeah.
Because
it's a snappy name as well.
Yeah, it is good.
Yeah.
It is good.
Maybe you can make up another fake name.
Yep.
So you got Tommy Dassley for comedy and Tommy Drew
Tommy
for your cartoons.
Drew for art.
Yeah.
Tommy Brush for when I do paintings.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Tommy Anal for when you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tommy Spoof.
Yeah. Right.
Have I ever talked about when I was in high school and I was around a kid who was a year above me, which at that age is like, that may as well be a decade.
Mm.
And I used the term, I was talking to a friend and I used the term spoof. And this kid overheard me and he went, did you just call it spoof?
Mm.
And then just started like roasting the absolute shit out of me. And I was like, oh, I guess that's like the bad thing to call it.
Right.
And then over time it's come back. The world has caught up.
Yes.
And I like to think that that man remembers that interaction as vividly as I do.
Right.
And thinks back and is like, wow, I really got it wrong that day.
But that's just classic fashion. You know,
I've got something to track goes, this kid down and let him know I'm sorry.
Something goes out of date, no one says anything, you know, no one uses it for ages, and all of a sudden someone goes, remember when we used to call it this? Oh, yeah, that's the funniest thing in the world.
Yes,
and
exactly.
And now it's absolutely back.
Yep, 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 yep. But I wonder if he sees it chucked around online and goes, yeah.
I thought I told these people.
No, yeah, he's still out there just bullying people who use it.
Yeah, right.
Commenting
right,
on stuff people right, he doesn't know.
Right.
Call it sprog like an adult.
Yeah, yeah. But he's now like gone, oh, fuck, I really fucked this one up.
Mm.
And now he's using it seriously.
Yes.
Like he's like, oh, know, making love to his partner and going,
yeah.
Oh, how would you like it if I did a big spoof right now? And then girl going, what the fuck? And just laughing.
Yep. Mm. Yep. Okay. All right. Well, thanks
Belinda.
Thanks,
Drew.
Belinda.
All right. We got one left. Look, I can't concentrate while I'm getting these non-stop messages, I'll be honest with you. So let's just, I've got to bloody concentrate on this. Or our website's going to go down. So let's just do one more. God, Jesus, it's absolutely non-stop.
Wow. Is he currently doing littledumdumclub.com/silkroad?
That'd be good.
We need to have like a little dark web section of our website.
Oh, yeah.
That's a way to drive up the traffic.
I wonder if we can do that.
Come for the child pornography, stay for the funny content.
Oh, fucking hell. It's still going. This is fucking going nonstop. Jesus Christ. Okay. Fucking hell.
Well, let's just do one more then.
Yeah, yeah. We'll have
one,
to just
one more name.
I have to just do one more. But look, that's a great idea. What we can do. What about this? We don't have a link to it on the site, and we go
secret URL.
Yes.
But if you can guess it,
exactly,
there's like a little.
So it's a littledumdumclub.com/, and then you have to guess it.
Right,
that's a great idea.
First person to find it,
that's
get some sort of prize.
Well, there'll be maybe there's a link to a prize on it.
Okay, yeah,
that's good.
Yep,
let's do this.
Okay.
And I can't wait to get all the codes updating me
well,
to forward on once we make any fucking
looks
change.
Looks like Joel's already doing a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's like, can you do this one extra thing for us?
All right. Okay, let's do one more.
Yeah.
One more. Okay, thank you very much to Patreon subscribers. Oh, okay. Wow.
What?
Oh, I don't know. It's just sort of weird. Like when there's like sometimes... You read a name and it'll be a little bit similar to like a previous name, but this is rare.
Mm-hmm.
This is similar to two names that it's similar to one name twice.
Is this what it's like to be getting all those updates at the moment?
This is
incredibly tedious.
This is similar to a name we've just read out,
uh-huh,
but like a combination.
Okay.
Of the person's
yep,
name.
Okay.
So. Remember when we had I don't know if you remember back, but we had someone called Raymond Dyke?
Sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, well...
It's a combination of that and that.
This sort of reminds me a little
sure,
bit of that.
Just, I don't need to be braced. Just read the name.
Thank you very much to Patreon subscriber, Gaymond Comedy.
Gaymond Comedy.
Yeah.
Right.
Isn't that weird?
Right.
Don't you think that's weird?
That reminds me of another Letterman joke I saw him do. All right. Thanks, everyone, for supporting the show. Patreon.com/LittleDumDumClub if you want to chip in, get the bonus episodes, get your name read out somewhere along the line. Get onto LittleDumDumClub.com, get yourself a ticket to an upcoming gig, get some merchandise.
Let's fill up that, it is filling up quick, but remember, you've had your tickets for the 500th episode for a year and a half now or so.
Yep.
Don't forget, it's on soon, it's going to be a big old show, we've got some great plans, some great guests locked in. It is August the 14th, a Saturday night. It's going to be a fucking ripper.
That's it. Get your tickets. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. See you, mate.
See you, mates.